With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
You have those leggings.
Alright. Hi, guys! Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. Episode 35.
We just started. That was fast.
Yeah, well... I have to get started or else I'm going to get distracted by this LuLaRoe sale that I'm watching. Welcome to Mamas and Merlot.
Oh, I like that one.
Obviously, we haven't stopped watching.
Clearly, those colors are pretty. With me is Stephanie.
Hello.
And Christy. Oh, I went backwards.
You did go backwards today.
Today we're kicking off our Father's Day series of episodes.
It is a series.
Because it's going to be a series. We've invited all of our husbands. We'll have their own episodes. So today we're kicking off our Father's Day series with Stephanie's husband, David. Hello, David.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, welcome
Thank you
back.
For having me.
Welcome back because you've been here before.
I've been here a few times.
Unofficially.
No, you were like we asked you questions last time you were here. That was like 2 weeks ago.
Was I an official guest?
No.
So it's great to be
here
for the first
time.
Your
name will be in the title this time.
Yeah. Whereas I'm sorry, in previous episodes, all of them have snuck in, but
yeah.
Not they know.
There's a dirty
joke. You get to be a blah 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 with.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Whatever our title is. With David Uyola.
Exactly.
Nice. Thank you.
I don't have anything to open.
I like to be named.
I thought the whole box. Oh, you brought the whole box? Yeah, but I lost the little thingy.
Oh.
Thingy.
We're trying to open our wine. We're a little... are misplaced at the moment because we are recording from the fancy...
The new and improved Geek Bro Studios.
Do we want to talk about the wine before...
We're trying to open it. We haven't tasted it. We can't talk about it. We haven't tasted it yet.
Well, we are.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, we can't read the label on that thing over there.
Okay, I'm not going to pretend.
This is not the way this works. So if you're going to be on our podcast.
So here's where I'm going to laugh. And the fact that this is Stephanie's choice is making me laugh even more. And Vanessa knows where I'm going with this. So Stephanie loves to throw my little pobre viejita out there.
That's not where I got it at all.
You do realize the first name
oh,
on
that's
there.
That's your maiden name.
So my maiden.
I didn't realize that. I was just going with the viejo part. Ooh, that's a nice one.
I didn't realize that either.
So the wine this week is Campo Viejo.
For those of you keeping score, Chrissy's maiden name is
Campo. So. The wine is
no. I really just got this one because last time I've been saying for a while I wanted to bring a Spanish wine, and last time I said I was going to bring a Spanish wine, so I brought a Spanish wine, and I've had a few of the ones from this collection.
Yeah, I've had this one too.
And it's really yummy. And I didn't even put two and two together.
Like the second I saw, obviously.
I'm so sorry.
No, no, it's just funny now. So, because obviously it'll take, it gets my attention because the second I see Campos, it catches my attention. So you probably didn't even realize.
I didn't.
So yes, we're drinking Campo Viejo Rojo.
Rioja, which is the wine region in Spain.
Well, since it's Christy's old lady wine.
It's Christy's old lady wine, yeah.
That sounds as good as our wine pour break thing.
We didn't get a glass for Dave.
Did you not grab the fourth glass?
I didn't grab the fourth. Whoa! I almost...
Oh, that print was a Carly.
I almost destroyed our table.
Oh, I helped... Well, it's like a card playing table. That was another... Okay, so while Christy's doing that...
It is a domino table.
It is a domino table.
We need a real table for...
We do. That was one of the things we were looking at in IKEA. Because we went to IKEA this week, Neri and I. And we bought...
And he was thrilled to be there.
Yeah. And he kept taking pictures of me walking around like... Like, he didn't know that show was going to happen.
He was like,
do these look like sofas? Yes, yes, they do. These little pots look like sofas.
And the best was he would just send us pictures of Vanessa standing by the frames, not a couch. The Vanessa standing by the potted plants, not a couch.
He knew the show was going to happen.
Does this look like a sofa? Does this look like a sofa? No, Neri, it doesn't look like a sofa.
It looks
but
like
you don't just go into
IKEA
and buy the one thing that you need. The store is not built that way.
Exactly.
There is line.
You
there
have
is
to
arrows.
Follow the law.
Exactly.
There's arrows. There is a marked walkway. You have to follow the walkway.
Actually, one of the last times I went by myself, I used the shortcuts. And it was really fun using the shortcuts because I was like, oh, let's go this way. Oh, let's go that way. Stephanie is liking something.
I think if you're telling me to do something a
Paula,
certain way,
Paula, we're watching your live sale.
I
want
to do it.
Aren't these things like $70?
No. Mm-hmm. They're
That one's 55.
55. Yeah, no.
It's versatile.
It is. You can try on one of mine before you leave if you want, just to know the size.
That's okay.
So we went to IKEA. We are redoing Neri's office into more of a studio vibe. So we looked at the tables as well as the sofas. And Neri wanted to buy like an actual conference table. Like it was labeled as a conference table. I'm like, if you put that table...
It's not going to fit in here.
No, of course not. I'm like, if you put that table in here...
It will, but no one else will.
Exactly. We're going to have to like climb over the table to get to the other side of it.
From a design perspective, a round table would probably be what is the...
Well, that's what he was looking at. It was a conference table.
You need
that
a 48-inch
like,
round table around that size. It was a good size for this room.
We saw an oval table.
Okay.
I think that is where we're going to go. It was actually a kitchen table because IKEA has tables for everything. So we'll see. But right now we got the couch, and then he got mad because he had to go back to IKEA because it seemed like the pieces weren't fitting together correctly, but...
They always do.
Yeah, they always do. Because he put the cushions on and was like, the cushion was bigger than the base of the couch, and he's like, how...
Nah, he screwed up.
No, it was all correct.
Oh.
You're sitting on it.
It's a cute couch, too.
It's a super cute
couch. I like
couch.
The couch, yeah.
And then, thank God he went back the second time because he bought the legs to lift the couch.
Oh.
So it's not...
Oh, you didn't know you had to buy the legs for the couch?
They didn't tell us. There was literally nobody there.
There like was literally?
Literally.
But in the thing, it tells you what you need.
No, it didn't.
Well, because that's an option. Because not
it's
everybody...
You don't need it. Because it came with
just
little stumps.
Like the bookshelves that we bought.
Yeah, okay. I guess.
Right, like the bookshelves come like that, and then you can buy little doors to put over them.
We bought for my office many years ago, one of those big, they called it an Expedit.
Mm-hmm. The square
like the cubes,
ones,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got the largest one, which is 5 cubes by 5 cubes, and that thing was huge. Mm-hmm. It was massive. We didn't end up putting the legs on that one because it would have been just way too tall.
That one has legs.
You can put the legs on anything
because we had.
I am an IKEA aficionado and.
Yeah, we
so
created.
I've outgrown that one. I need another bookshelf.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we
you
created
have
a hallway.
Two bookshelves at work. And you can just take them there.
Yeah, we created a hallway table that's awesome with like putting together random cubes and drawers and doors and legs.
Well, there's a website called IKEA Hackers.
Yeah,
and you can like get a bunch of cool ideas for like what you can do with your IKEA furniture.
Well, that's how I got the spice rack to use as like a little wall mounted mm-hmm. bookshelf.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. So anyway, sorry to bore you with it. Vanessa.
Sorry.
Focus.
I'm listening. I
sure.
Can, I
sure, Jan.
Sure.
I can watch and listen and do. I'm a parent. I can multitask.
I can multitask. I'm on. Okay, I'll start talking. I'm on like parent high right now. So my adorable child, because today he gets to be an adorable child.
He's in a rat bastard today.
Yeah. Today gets to be adorable child. Knows how to say his first and last name. And it's a hard last name.
It is a hard last mouthful. Name.
So he said it. Wait, I can actually.
Let's it's talk. Really cute.
She's it is
really
looking cute. It up.
She's it melted my heart.
It really did. It was so cute.
It didn't with mine, but I think well, it's cute.
I don't think your heart is there.
No.
Hey, what's your name?
What is it?
Maybe? I don't think so. Try it again. What's your name?
Maybe.
He's
so yummy. And it melted your icy heart just a little
just
bit.
Just a little bit.
And the video is a close up of his gigantic cheeks.
It's his cheeks.
It's so cute.
Because he said it to me while I was changing him. I go, "Who are you?" And he goes, "He goes, I'm Nathan." And this time he goes, "I'm Nathan Mercancini." And I was like, "What the excuse me? And I go,
"Excuse me?"
I'm like, "Who am I?" He goes, "Mama Mercancini." I was like,
"Aww."
"Yes, I am Mama Mercancini."
And I was like, Jeff, come in this room right now. Yeah, because Mercancini is not exactly.
No, it is a mouthful.
I asked Jeff a couple times when we first started dating. How do you say your name? What was it?
Well, Neri still calls him Macaroni.
Yeah.
Well, there's.
He still calls Christy Campos. So.
That's true.
Well, half the office, my old office, still calls me Campos.
Well, no. Yeah.
Which is why I started laughing with the.
I really, like, did not do that on purpose. I didn't even realize it.
Which was too funny.
Neither the Campo nor the Viejo, so.
It's okay. It's okay. I take ownership of my last name all the time. When I went to the DR for a wedding and we stayed at Casa de Campo, I'm like, this is mine.
This is my house.
It is all mine. This whole resort is mine. Home. And when I went, I was still Campos. So I think it worked.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm hot.
Already?
It's always hot in this room.
Mm-hmm. I'm always cold in this room. Because I edit over there and then AC hits. Because that's where Neri sits, and I'm always freezing cold in here.
You know, you can adjust the little vent there.
I can't reach that. Can you reach that?
No, I can't, but brooms
Thank
can.
Thank you for mansplaining how vents work.
Oh, this is going to be...
Oh, I see how this kidding, is going to go.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
And so it begins. And welcome to the
Keep drinking, babe.
Episodes of Mamas and Willow. Apparently it's beaming
Sorry,
to your husband day at work.
I couldn't pass up the opportunity.
Really? Okay.
Well, so, see, are we going to talk about him being a husband or him being a dad?
I mean, both? I think both work.
I mean, both are applicable. No?
Just yes, me? They okay. are. I'm trying to decide where we want to take this from here.
Well, I'm going to leave.
We can take it wherever you want.
I'm going to veto my... link stories for the week and I will pass them along to you.
Ah, okay.
So, because you spent more time with him this week.
Mm-hmm.
That means you get to recite, you get to give a soliloquy of
soliloquy, mira esa palabra.
Lincoln's like, you know, how he read the encyclopedia. Just saying. You when you say, every time Dave tells us a story, all of a sudden Link is like a grad school, like.
Okay, I don't know how to say
professor. And we're like, what? But when you... When Stephanie says it, it's like this happened and it's done.
Because she doesn't elaborate.
I know, but it's like, okay, so will you stop showing me things? I don't want to spend money.
What Sorry. Size is that?
I don't know.
See, this is bad. Guys, we're really like pulled 1,000 directions. So, Dave, you have
extra
finished
small?
Your...
Yeah.
Well, I think they know by now you're a teacher.
I don't know who they are, but sure, they can know.
They should know by now that Dave's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
They should have picked that up. So you are currently on break?
Not yet. No, we're in finals. So I'm getting out at around midday.
I feel you've been done from like last year.
She did get a lot of
I feel like you were done last week already.
So, well, last week was the first was the last week of class. So this week has been all finals. Next week will be finals as well.
Oh.
So I'm not teaching. I'm just going in and proctoring exams.
So how's Link been this week?
Great. He's been awesome. He's
what a wonderful soliloquy.
Well, I mean, of course,
I build him up and he just shoots
knocked it right out of the park.
I mean, if you want to just stop it in the middle of the story, sure.
¿Qué? Yeah. Me gusta joderte.
No, it's fine.
¿Qué?
Dale. Continue.
Continue.
Continua. Well,
he was sipping, which actually, by the way, after a couple of sips...
Me gust.
I do like this wine.
Goes very well with our sugar cookies and cupcakes.
My cupcake was amazing.
Oh, we're eating cupcakes because it's Stephanie's birthday this weekend.
Bye. Yes, the Satan's child birthday kicks in.
Anniversary.
Kicks in.
On say isn't until Tuesday, guys.
Which this will have aired, so they can all wish you a happy birthday when this airs.
No, it airs the day.
It airs the day after.
Well, it'll be belated.
I'll wish you a happy birthday the day after your birthday.
That's fine. I'll take it.
Oh, don't you guys air on Mondays?
No. Wednesdays. Wine Wednesdays.
Wine Wednesday.
Oh. It gives me 2 extra days.
It wasn't Tippy Tuesday for a while?
It was.
Okay. It was Tipsy Tuesday.
And then we missed too many Tipsy Tuesdays.
So you know what?
Mom life is hard.
Wine Wednesdays are good. Wednesdays are good.
You never did Mama's Mondays?
No. We have Mom Crush Monday.
We have Mom Crush. Stop.
Look at that purple.
Oh, I'm looking at it now.
Oh, but it's too big for me.
We never did Mom Christmas. Mondays is just a little too fast.
It's a little
hectic. Turnaround. Well, and also don't you, because we also try not to release on the same day.
As other podcasts, and Wubo usually goes up on Mondays.
Yeah, Wubo usually comes up Mondays.
I never get to.
We try to have a Geek Bro release one, like every day of the week.
Yeah, because there's like Wubo Mondays, Geek Wars Tuesdays.
Well,
I never listen to these when they come out.
David has such a short drive to work that he gets like so behind.
Yeah,
that he doesn't.
It takes me like a whole week to listen to.
Yeah, me too, because
podcast.
I can't listen with the kids because they're repeating everything, and the last thing I need is for them to be like, "What's balls or whatever." So I have to listen when I'm alone.
Balls, see pelota. That was not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about
fuck.
Penis,
vagina.
Well, vagina.
They could say suck my
these
balls.
Are,
or
these
something.
Are all scientific, like clinical terms.
And I want
you're talking anatomy.
I want Sophie to learn them. I did. I started teaching her vagina, and then my mom and Neri were like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
But like, my,
I think it's better
Mikayla
that they
knows what a penis and a vagina.
Yeah,
she's
I think
younger
it's
than
better.
Sophie.
Why do you hate me? My first period.
Chapter one.
Oh my god! I called Jeff today because I was giving Nate a bath. And Nathan is just like playing there, and he's like, fine. And all of a sudden, I see him sitting down, and he's like, turned away from me.
Of course.
And I look, and he has just grabbed his little weenie.
His penis.
And he's just
His peen. I will accept peen.
Thank you. It's little. Well, that's not that, but it's little. But
wow.
Started,
you don't have to like,
sorry, that was weird. That got weird.
Penis size,
Christy. Listen, 3 years in the future, I don't want to hear from Nathan. Mom, I heard your old episodes. You said I had a little wiener.
You think they'll go back and listen to these?
I wonder.
I'm sure they will.
I really wonder if they'll be like...
Or like a friend of theirs will discover it or something.
That's
so
what I found in the bowels of the internet.
I'm so glad you think the United States is going to be around and not taken over by Russia or China or something.
Hey. Listen, faith and I don't know, something.
Trust and pixie dust?
Basically, that's what we're... Uh-huh.
That's what's holding us together at this point.
Basically. But and he was just like pulling... And I call, and I literally look at him, and I'm like, Nathan, para, papa, you're gonna break it.
Well, Nathan was saying,
let me tell you, these things are incredibly resilient.
God, lady, jeez,
lady
has farted like 3 times, and it smells terrible.
She's like crop dusting us something serious.
So I always have like a tough time whenever I see Lincoln doing that because my instinct is to tell him to stop. But at the same time, I'm like, I know that that's completely normal, and I don't want him to grow up thinking that it's bad to do that. He's already in Catholic school. He's already going to hear that
enough.
He's
already going to hear, like, penis shame as it is.
Exactly. Like, he's already going to hear that you can't shake it more than 2 times or it's masturbating. Like, you can't, like...
You can't shake it more than 2 times with David Ulloa. Just saying.
You know, I originally wrote down Link Soliloquies. I thought that would have been a nice title to me, like, nice. But you can't shake it more than 2 times.
That is pretty good.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah.
By the way, you have to shake it more than 2 times.
Of course you do.
Otherwise, you end up with piss all over your underwear.
So, speaking of piss all over your underwear, the other day I picked up Oliver from school. And, like, every afternoon after when I pick him up, I'm like, let's go pee-pee before I put him in the car so he doesn't pee-pee in the car. So, of course, I have Sophie with me, and I put Oliver on the potty, and I turn around to find Sophie because she doesn't stay by my side. And then I turn around, and I look at Oliver, and he's sitting there with this huge grin on his face, and I come close, and he was, like, scooched all the way forward on the potty, peeing on his pants on purpose.
On purpose?
Like, yeah, he was like at the edge of the potty, like his little peen just hanging off the potty, peeing onto his underwear, pants, and shoes. And I was like, you know what? I don't feel bad about making you leave in your underwear. We're leaving school in your underwear for that fucker. So yeah, that was that was fun.
Well, Link, the other day, I went into work late. Yesterday? Was it yesterday?
So cute. Yeah.
Did I whatever? And he's been pretty good. Like, all of this... Well, we went to Disney this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And all weekend, he was in a diaper because I didn't want to risk the...
Yeah.
You know, so he was... I know, I saw that and I liked it.
I have never seen a group of podcasters more disinterested in the podcast than they're doing.
We're not disinterested. We're talking. We are talking. We are discussing, but we are also shopping.
Sorry.
Multitasking.
We're multitasking. We are moms.
Moms need to multitask. With David,
what have you been doing? What have you been doing with Link this week?
Well, yeah, so Link went... Oh, so that's what it ended up being.
That it's a Julia.
Uh-huh. Multitasking. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So good.
Link ended up
Link, his school is since like I said before, it's a Catholic school. It's like a real school. It's not like a daycare,
right?
So he.
Wow, way to put down.
The no, school. There's a difference.
There's a difference. Like they have. If she wanted daycare. To, she can leave Oliver from 7 a.m. till 6 o'clock at night if she wanted to. Like
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying.
No, not to like shit on daycares at all. Like I daycares like serve their purpose. Like if you have a baby and you need to go back to work, like you can leave a baby at a daycare. You can't do this at the school where
you can't.
Where,
right, like, right. Actually, I mean. That's not to say that daycares don't teach kids.
No, they
but
do.
Schools are more structured than a daycare.
Right. Well, a school's primary function is to educate.
Right.
Where a daycare's
and
primary function
it, like,
is
a,
to...
They make it a really...
You know, stand vigil.
They make it, like, really well known that, like, even though it's pre-K too and they're little, like, it's not daycare. Like, they're not... They have a curriculum and they have a structure and they do the same things every day. And, yes, they get to play and stuff, but they do... Most of their day is learning. So, anyway... Since his school in their last 2 weeks, they're in finals. So obviously, under kindergarten, they don't have finals. So he's
first graders have final.
They have
first graders have finals
in a Catholic school. Yeah,
what the hell are they?
I mean, it's like a. It's not like a cumulative like final where you have to write like a 5-paragraph essay, but it's a test. I mean, they get tests at that age.
I guess they get. Well, they get homework.
He starts getting homework next year. Yeah, in pre-K 3, he's going to start getting homework next year.
I think that's ridiculous.
It's not real homework. It's like
it's a color.
I don't care what it is. I think homework is ridiculous.
Said the teacher.
I want you as my teacher back then.
Yeah.
Seriously, bro.
He doesn't give homework.
Reading. That's you know read you know this chapter that chapter.
That's homework.
It is homework, but it is recommended that that children read
30 minutes
about
a day.
30 minutes a day, and that's about all I give you. You know, if I assign 3 chapters, you know, about 10 minutes a chapter, depending on the length of the chapter. That's
yes,
it.
You teach high school, so they have 6 classes of 30 minutes of homework from each class.
Nah, it's not recommended 30 minutes of homework.
Whatever,
it's 30 minutes
of reading
total
for each class.
30 minutes
that's
total.
A lot of.
Reading. I am their English class. Fuck the other classes.
Oh my God, Paula, stop it.
Other classes.
I agree. I think the only like homework should be like reading.
Except for history, because John Cunningham is the kindest gentleman I've ever met.
I think reading is what like they should keep up with. And I also think like you should have like 20 math problems a day. Just to like, because I'm bad at math and like.
Yeah, you need to practice.
You need to keep up with math.
Yeah, I'm horrible at math. Because
the minute that you stop with math, like it's at
the problem with homework is that so often it's given as a way to justify what's being done in the classroom.
Yeah.
And is honestly a waste of time. Unless you did not get to finish everything that you were going to finish in class and it's something that can be finished at home, there is no reason for you to assign homework. I'm not there to help you with it, so I can't expect you to do it as well as you could in class with
right.
me there. So why am I going to grade you as honestly as I would in class? I can't. So if I can't grade you honestly, then what's the point in assigning it in the first place?
Well, anyway.
moving on.
No, I just,
that was good, actually.
I'm trying not to bounce around so much.
Yeah.
We bounced.
So. Yeah, because you... Okay, so yeah, back to the fact that he has 2 weeks off.
So he's got the last week... He's had this week off. He's got next week off. Next week is a little bit easier for me. But... I've had to, like, bounce him around between, like, my sister-in-law and David's grandmother, who's the one that... took care of him. Yeah, who took care of him like the first three, like when he was a baby and I had to go back to work after like 6 weeks, she took care of him. So yeah. I mean, I had free childcare for 2 years, which I know not a lot of people got.
So. I was lucky. My mom watched Nathan for the first 2 years. We chose
to put him in school. She would have happily kept him, like for sure. Mm-hmm. But and I could have kept him out of school till pre-K 4 or even kindergarten if I wanted to. But
and I mean, it was for the betterment of him, you know.
Yeah.
In general, because he was great with my grandmother, but you know he's. He's talking up a storm.
Yeah.
You know, today, I don't know if you heard because you were in the bathroom, but we were very close to the bathroom. He was making jokes with numbers. He was counting his.
Funny.
He is.
I love it.
He was. Did you hear this?
I heard you going back and forth saying 100, but
he was counting off his colored pencils and he went 1, 2, 3, 4, 9. And I said, no, that's not what comes after 4. What comes after 4? He goes, 70. And I said, what? And he goes, 100. I said, no, that's not. He goes, it's 5. And I said, yeah, it's 5. He goes, no, it's 70. And we went back and forth. He kept counting. He would go, okay, 5. And the next one is 6. And the next one is 100. Like, no, it isn't. And he was, you know, getting off on, you know, joking around about numbers. And that's the sort of thing that, you know, being in the school has given him.
And, like, not that he... And this is not in any way to say anything bad about like your grandmother. Like I love her. Like mm-hmm. like I've said many times before, and like one of your cousins' wives agrees with me. Like if all of them were in a burning building, like Mimi's the one I'm saving. Uh-huh. So
where's the butt?
No, my only thing is that like he would have only gotten like. Any kind of like learning or education thing from like TV.
Of course, yeah.
You know, or like, you know, what, or like watching Sesame Street or Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. And while those are all really great and educational, and like he actually knows how to count to tens, which is why he knows 70 and 60, whatever, because of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, because
they count by tens.
They do count by tens. There's a couple episodes where they count by tens, and you know, whatever that they hadn't done in school this year. I don't think they do that till next year. But like, I wanted him to have something a little bit more, you know, than that.
Well, and the structure, like right. Christy was saying, you know, structure is very important.
Yeah. There's also like, no, there's, you know, there's, he's a bebito, so there's, what kind of structure are they really going to give him? Exactly. You know what I mean?
And that's like, what my mom said, like, she let Nate do
but
a
they
lot.
They do give them structure, like, even in Oliver's school, where Nate was.
I'm saying, like, if he would have stayed with his grandmother another year, like, she's like, yo, you want to go play? Sure. Oh, you want to watch TV? Sure.
Yeah,
like,
and that was a thing at the house.
Know, it's like, oh, they're going to obviously let him do whatever he wants because...
And there's great grandparents, but, you know, in their defense, in the summer, when he stays home with me, we basically do whatever he wants.
Right.
No, but you do take like an hour or two a day and you go over things with him.
You know, there's... I mean, it's a loose... structure, but it's summer, you know, enjoy it.
Go well, like last summer we bought him a bunch of flashcards and like with like numbers and letters and shapes and stuff, and like yeah, he knows all that. So this summer I'm gonna try sight words and see if that works.
I feel that Nathan is like,
I feel like he can read. Like I feel like there's certain words that he looks at and he's like, oh, that's this, and I'm like, how do you know this?
Well, like the other day I think I've said that Nathan has this like new obsession with monster trucks.
Right.
So I have now started watching on YouTube videos of past Monster Jam shows.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, they have good music. That's
by the way, we know the boys are all going to, because Link is into like Blaze. Yeah. Like that's a dad thing. You guys can get tickets to Monster Jam.
Totes agree.
Yeah.
And you guys can do that.
Why are you trying to sell me on this?
No, they want to. So
I feel
like Neri's going to be like, you guys can take Oliver.
He's like, no.
It's we will take Sophie. And yeah. We'll...
Please, she'll be the first one. And I'm like, I want to see the big giant cars.
Yeah. We'll take Oliver.
No, I think you're right with the sight words thing, because Link is a Star Wars fan, as I think all of our children are.
Yeah.
Excuse me, what?
Shocker.
As all of our children
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Excuse me, what?
Space. Yeah.
My kid is the only one that doesn't call it space.
And well, your husband is the one that started it. Yeah. Well, no, to be Link, fair, Link only started
Link calls
doing
it Star Wars.
Well, no, to be but fair, I mean, Link only
he calls it Star
it
Wars and Star Trek.
Remember,
he knows the difference.
Remember when Jeff tried to teach it to him, he goes, no, tell Jeff, it's Star Wars.
Just thing, my kids, the dum-dums.
But it's the best thing that, like, your kids say it. Your kid says it.
He only says it to me when he knows he's being funny because... Yeah.
But Nathan doesn't say it at all. Jeff has said it to Nathan a couple times and he's like, no. He's just like...
That's because Jeff caught Sophie, like, in line for Star Wars and he was like, Sophie, we're going to space. Like, her first time, I think, on the Star Wars ride in MGM was with Jeff.
I think so.
And me.
Oh, that's perfect.
I think so. So it was. It's funny that like everybody's. But like I'm telling you, Nathan, we were watching the Monster Jams thing, and because we put it on the Apple TV through the YouTube app, and so it's the little squares, and he thinks that it's like his iPad that he can like scroll across it.
Oh, yeah.
So he walks up to the TV and starts pointing to the ones he wants.
Link does that too.
And then all of a sudden, I'm looking, and I go, Papa, which one do you want to see? And he goes, he looks, and he looks at the right on the right side of the screen, and it's a tiny. Like red truck, like you can't see or make out anything of the truck, and he doesn't own this truck. And he goes, "Mama, Iron Man," and the description says Iron Man, freestyle, whatever, because it's the type of race. Because it's not the little running around; it's the one that they like do flips and they jump over stuff. So it's called freestyle. Yes, I'm learning the terminology now.
Sure.
Yeah, so it said Iron Man, and I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, how did you know that that one was Iron Man? And when you click on it and it opens up, it says, because there's a whole Marvel like team in Monster Jams.
Of course there is.
That there's Captain America, Iron Man, but Nathan has Captain America and Spider-Man. He does not have, I didn't know that they had an Iron Man truck. So I'm like, Papa, how did you know that that was Iron Man? He says, Mama, Iron Man. Like, and I was just like,
duh.
So I think we watch a lot of stuff with captions on. So I think maybe that helps, especially since a lot of those like Disney episodes like replay the same episodes. When he sees like, because like some of these flashcards, that for example the number flashcards have like the number actually written out, it doesn't have the number symbol. And he'll look at the card, he goes, and it says two, and it has, you know, two, I don't know, whatever,
crickets or whatever
the fuck is on there. And he goes, Mama, two. But he's pointing at the two crickets, he's pointing at the word. And I'm like, what?
He's fascinated by words though, because one of his favorite things is the crawl from Star Wars, the words you know, crawling up the screen,
opening.
Well, I was gonna say repetition is super important.
Oh yeah.
He obviously recognizes the Star Wars logo, right? It's extremely recognizable.
Oh, this is one of the things that convinced me that I thought he could read.
He has seen the words Star Wars not in the logo form, in just text, and he'll point at he'll say Star Wars, and he obviously doesn't understand that those letters in that order make that sound, but he recognizes that that is what symbolizes Star Wars.
Well,
and I think those letters.
And I think that's where the Iron Man thing came from, because he has toys with Iron Man and he's seen the logo of Iron Man in other stuff. Well, Link, so I think that's why he was like the word recognition.
Link ruined his Father's Day gift last year because one of the things that his mom got him was like a Star Wars t-shirt. And she was showing it to me and Link was in the room with me and he points and he goes, Mama, Star Wars. And I'm like, did you read that? Like, how do you know this?
It was the Death Star shirt. Mm-hmm. He also knows the Death Star is, you know, home base.
Well,
but
whatever. My toddler can read.
Let's stand by that. I'm okay with that. Mine can read too.
To
my
2-year
old can read. God damn it.
To further prove that like repetition is so important, we were at Disney this past weekend, like you said, and he started talking about trees, and so I thought it would be funny to try to explain to him why trees are green, because he pointed at the trees and he was like, oh, the trees are green. And so
I saw that video.
Right. So I told him, I said, do you know why trees are green? And he says, they're green. I said, yes, of course they're green. I said, but the reason why they're green is because of photosynthesis. And he starts to laugh. Right. So about half an hour later, I ask him again, after talking to him about photosynthesis over and over and over again, ask him, hey, Link, why are trees green? And his answer was,
Photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis. And now you can ask him, and he doesn't know what photosynthesis is.
He doesn't know the process of photosynthesis is.
And that's why repetition is so important. Memorization is, you know, that is your first step to learning before you know how to logic and reason.
Like, if you tell him that tomorrow you're taking him to the movies, but he knows the movies as the big TV. So you tell me, oh, Papa, we're gonna go to the big TV, and then we're gonna go eat pizza. And if he doesn't go to the big TV and he doesn't eat pizza, like,
he's gonna call you out.
He's gonna call you out because, like, we did it the other day. He's been asking for pizza for like 3 days, and then we told him we were gonna go have pizza, and then we changed our minds at the last minute. And then when we got there, he's like, "Mama, this is not pizza," and I'm like, "Sorry." You're not paying. You don't get to make the choice.
Well, that happened. Like, Jeff bought Nathan this, like, sand, like, kit that it's like a construction, like, it was like
kinetic sand?
No.
Oh, well, that shit's awesome.
That's so cool.
But no, it was like a dump truck and, like, a shaped of, like, a big, like, a excavator and a, like, all the different construction and, like, trucks and then, like, different scoopers and stuff like that. And, like, that he bought it. And he's, like, he showed it to him. And I go, don't show it to him in the morning. He was, like, oh, did I show you what I got, Nathan? And I'm, like, don't bring it out. And he brought it out, of course. And he showed it. And Nathan's, like, Mama, open. And I'm, like, fuck. And I'm, like, no, Papa, this is not for now. Because it's, like, we need to go to school. You can't go outside and play in the sandbox. It's, like, no, Mama, I want to play. I want to play. I want to play. Because he knows that that was for digging. And I go, Papa, when you come home from school, Leila will take you outside and you can play with your new toy in the sandbox. Okay. My mom says that when she picked him up from school, he was already saying, Leila, we go sandbox. Leila, sandbox. And that they walked in the door and he walked straight to the glass, to the sliding glass door to go to the backyard going, Leila, sandbox. Leila, sandbox. He goes, Papa, 1 second. He goes, grabbed the box off the table with the toy and stood at the door waiting. Because he was like, no, you said, I was told by someone in this house of authority that upon return from school, I was going outside. Let us go.
I have returned from school. Door.
Now, open.
So often we don't give kids, you know, enough credit. You know, we just think, okay, we're there. They are there. They are, you know, and that's it. And I think we like to think that as a society, we've moved away from the, you know, children are small adults, you know, and they just, you know, sit there and listen and that's it. But we forget, you know, we forget that they're people too with their own personalities and their own stuff going on, you know. Just like last week before we went to Disney, Link was sick.
Yeah.
And this kid,
oh yeah,
no matter what you do.
Our listeners know about our trials.
Yeah.
I spoke about it a little bit.
He will not take medication orally. And if you ask him, hey, do you want to take your medicine in your mouth or do you want a shot in your leg? He's going to tell you, I want a shot in my leg. And I think that your responsibility as a parent is to make sure that your child receives medication when they're sick or receives whatever care they need when they're sick. The form that takes, if he's got a preference or she has a preference, that's on them.
Yeah.
You know, we all have our own preferences, you know, and I think we have to remember that if you're striving to be a good parent.
Yeah, I think anything like we it's very easy to forget that now, and I think it's just because over the like first couple years, you're like, okay, well, they're there, but they're not really there. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, obviously your child's sitting in the room with you, they're sitting in a chair or something like that, but they're not, like, everything's just like overload.
Right.
Color, shapes, everything. But now, everything that we do and everything that they see, they're taking it in. So they remember, like, oh, you gave me this. I don't like it. I want it this way. Last time when it was bad this way, but it was really bad the other way.
Right.
So I'd rather have this. Mm-hmm. And I think that they get it. Like, Nathan still to this day won't like it. Like, he won't throw up. I can force him to take oral medication.
I wish.
But he just won't throw up. He'll just look at me like I have just violated and abused him. And then he'll go and just leave his mouth hanging open. Like, and then, like, the drool starts to, like, fall because he's just like, but what? And then go rat on me, basically.
Of course. Right.
Because he'll go tell Jeff or my mom or whoever will listen, mommy did this to me.
How dare you, mom?
Yeah, but he'll take it. So
how
I don't
dare you take care of him and make sure he gets the medication he needs?
But the best part about it is that he gets it, that medicine is to make him feel better. Because we got him a little like doctor kit that has a stethoscope and it has a little because I can't sit it for the life of me. That word escaped syringe. Me in English for some reason.
The word is syringe.
A syringe and a little thermometer and stuff like that. And like, he'll get the thermometer and like put it up to me or to him and like take his temperature. Or he'll get the syringe and he'll be like, mama, you feel okay? You okay? I'm like, no, papa, I don't feel too good. He goes, okay, medicine, mommy, medicine. And he'll come with the syringe and he'll like either like put it on my leg or say, open, mama, will say, ah. But yet he thinks I'm going to kill him. But he understands
because
the concept.
It's happening to him. He's administering it to you.
Yeah, he gets
but
that
it's happening to
it's
him.
It's like when you laugh at someone else's misfortune. But when it happens to you, you're like, nah, fuck you.
This is mean.
But it is funny.
Yeah, so like they're getting it now, like what medicine is. Like my friend, like, well, Oliver likes it.
My strange child. He's mommy, like, and he'll tell me, mommy, Asina. Instead of medicina. Mommy, Asina. For what? Asina. Like, you're just asking for medication? Like, you have nothing wrong with you. And now he's just started, everything hurts all the time. Everything hurts. Mommy, huele. And he points at his head or he points at his arm. Or mommy, yeah, Asina. Like, you're fucking fine. Like, well, stop it.
It's like Link with Band-Aids. Like, anytime, like, the other day, I can't remember.
Oliver's terrified of Band-Aids.
He caught himself, like, opening the shampoo bottle. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and he goes, oh, Mama, Band-Aid. And I'm like, no, you're fine.
There's nothing wrong with you.
You did not break skin. That's when Band-Aids are necessary. You're fine.
Well, I'm starting to have this theory on Nathan with that because, so the listeners know that Nathan has had, like, health scares and stuff like that. And he has, infection-based, like, seizures and stuff like that. So we're a little bit paranoid when he says that something hurts or that, you know, he doesn't feel good.
You have every right to be paranoid.
So the school... and now, because he's older, thank God, is able to tell us a little bit more, this hurts, that hurts, something like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, the first time it happened at the school, like, he was like, Mama, my ear hurt. And when we took him to the doctor, he was starting an ear infection, so we caught it, and it was great. Then, like, 2 weeks ago, the school calls me out of nowhere, and I was like, what the hell? And they're like, no, Nathan's fine. He's just not acting like himself a little bit. And he's telling us that his head hurts, and his head hurts. So if somebody can come pick him. So we went, picked him up, paranoid parents, straight to the urgent care. Because we didn't know what's going on. And we're like, we asked him, like, Nathan, did your head hurt, or does your ear hurt? Because no, my ear. And I was like, okay, so it's like a whole thing. Right. Took him, got him checked out. So we took him out of school early. It was about 10 a.m. and he got to spend the day because we all had to go back to work once they told us, no, he's fine. He's just starting a little bit of an ear infection, but, you know, we'll give him some drops. We can catch it that way. No problem. I'm like, okay, great. And we left him because Jeff's parents were in town. So we left him with Jeff's parents for the day. So it was playing with the grandparents all day. Now, last week, we get another call from the school and they're like, you know, he's acting normal, but, you know, right after after he woke up from his nap and when he was eating snack time, it was raining outside and they couldn't go out. They weren't going to go outside. So they were inside in the classroom and they're like, oh, he just walked up to the teacher and he was like, my head hurts. So we called you guys to check him out. So I told my mom, I'm like, listen, can you just go pick him up? This and that. And picked him up, took him to the doctor, checked him out. No, not really. He doesn't have anything. And I go to Nathan. When I got home, I'm like, Papa, you okay? He goes, yeah. I go, I thought your head hurt. He goes, no, Mama, no head hurt. And I'm like, and I was talking to my mom, and we're like, I think he realizes that gets him home. I'm like, I think he just realized how to fake.
Yeah, he Ferris Bueller'd you.
Yep. Yeah, he just figured it out now. And we're like, And I was telling my mom, like, yeah, I think he did. And I looked at her and I go, we're still going to pick him up early and take him to the doctor. So it doesn't really matter. Because it's, you know, we have to be sure with him.
I mean, when they're this little, I feel like you kind of have to because you don't know if they're lying.
Yeah. But it was so funny because I was looking at him and I'm like, you don't look like a kid that had anything.
Yeah.
I don't like that twice you used the term paranoid parent.
Yeah. I know, but I just say it out there.
It doesn't. Don't do that. You're not paranoid. You're concerned.
I prefer that.
I think there's a difference between paranoia and concern. And I know you and Jeff very well, and I'm fairly certain that people who don't know you that listen to this will agree from what you described that is not paranoia.
Yeah, I like concern.
I feel like paranoid would be like,
oh my god, he sniffled funny. Is he sick? He's sick. Yeah. You gotta run to the urgent care. Like, that's paranoid.
And you know this
that hasn't been done.
It's that's something that and I know this
that's
is going
also
off,
first time mom. Thing.
That's a first time mom thing.
I know this is going off on a tangent a little bit, but I feel like a lot of times, good parents have to apologize for being good parents.
You know what? It isn't a tangent because I like recently went through something with that,
mm-hmm.
and. I'm not going to go into too much detail because I cried.
It happens. Something that will rust.
Yeah. Your internal circuits may fry if that happens.
It's going to rust your face mask. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, speaking of face masks.
We'll get into that in a second. But yeah, I had a conversation with somebody because of the fact that like I was, and I think it's a personal choice and it's a personal discussion and you know, you, make the call as a couple and you make the call as the parents of your kid for when it's you're ready to or if you even want to go for your number two.
Right.
And I was like kind of asked and by some friends like when was I gonna have the next kid and this is that and I gave you know because they were my friends I gave
the real answer
and the reality behind one of the main reasons why you know we're waiting and one of the things like you know why we're kind of on hold with it and it does have to do a lot with Nathan mm-hmm. and we want to be able as we've made the decision as parents that we want to be able to dedicate these first years to him to make sure that he gets over this hump
right
before you know bringing another kid in we have
right.
our reasons.
And as a parent of two just to agree with you it's and Sophie doesn't have anything like she's quote unquote normal. She doesn't have any special issues.
I like your atypical. Go back to that one.
Oh, neurotypical. But I mean, normal in the sense like not even just neurotypical. Like she's healthy. Like she doesn't have the seizure.
Nathan's neurotypical. He just has
right. He's neurotypical.
Yeah, I just like what she says.
It. Neurotypical is a fun word.
Yeah.
He just has fever epilepsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not a brain. And like it's not.
No,
brain.
He has no like nothing.
He doesn't have neurological epilepsy.
No.
Right.
Like this guy over here.
Yeah. I am not neurotypical.
Well, my kids are, and but I agree. Like I sometimes feel bad because I'm treating Oliver the way I treated Sophie when Sophie was two, but I didn't have an older kid, and sometimes I feel bad because I know that maybe I hug him more than I hug her, but it's just like he hasn't had the same amount of time with me. But then I'm like, that's not fair to Sophie. I need to still hug her too, and it's so so difficult. So if you are dealing with something like your son's epilepsy, like. Don't like I wouldn't
yeah which is why we've made the decision we don't know in the what lies in the future and I am not one of these people that you know I'm scared or worried about having if I choose to have a gap between kids whatever
I'm not either he kind of is and I'm not like and I we have some friends of ours that like work in like they're psychologists and behavioral analysts and stuff and basically and because we asked them about this and whenever we have like a kid question like we go to them because they work with kids and one of my really close friends she basically told me was like look whether you have kids 10 months apart or 17 months apart or 17 years apart in the case of David and his brother it doesn't matter like an age gap is an age gap and they're gonna fight when they fight regardless of age they're gonna not fight when they don't fight and you know eventually like it'll be fine like it doesn't matter so
for me it's not a concern of the relationship between the siblings for me it's purely selfish I just want another kid
but so I had that and I give my answers and my answers while they have like I want to focus on Nathan and you know right now and I honestly like one of his episodes that was pretty bad I spoke to other parents at the hospital and I saw that they had to make a choice. A lot of those parents that were there in that ICU and stuff like that had younger kids or older kids at home that somebody else had to take care of mm-hmm. because they had to devote time in the hospital with their kid. So I didn't want, and I've always said, like, Nathan right now is doing so well that I feel that a younger child will make him go backwards.
Yeah.
I feel he will regress
when they regress regardless.
Yeah.
Like, there's always something that, like, look, like, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but I know you've told me before that Sophie was, like, fully potty trained. I mean, I know that
her broke her leg.
I know that her broken leg had a lot to do with it, but, like, it happened with my, it happened with my niece also, my niece Michaela, that's a year younger than Sophie. When my other niece Marissa was born, she was completely potty trained. She regressed a couple of weeks because she saw the baby getting her diaper changed and she wants to get her diaper changed. And even, like, when, before her little sister was born, when we would, like, face, because they don't live here, we would, like, FaceTime with them, and she would see when Lincoln was a baby, Michaela never, ever a day in her life took a freaking pacifier, ever. All of a sudden, she sees Link with a pacifier. She went to the drawer where they kept, like, the brand new pacifiers that were never used and put one in her mouth.
Yeah, so
it's going to happen regardless. They're going to always do things.
Yeah, so I was like, that's not where I want Nathan to go right now. Like, we're doing such strides, mm-hmm. like... And he's doing so well. The kid said his first and last name. He's got Mercancini down. You know?
And he said it correctly. Like, there was no lisp. He's Mercancini. Like, he said it.
And then he did Mercancini.
That was so cute.
That was the best. So, you know, things like that. And then I got a lot of pushback. And I love these people. So, you know, it's a free, like, environment that, like, you know, that's what I expect from close friends, that, like, they're gonna call me on what they think is bullshit, or what they, you know, my friends aren't gonna hide their opinions from me and stuff like that. So if they, you know, want to, that's fine. But I felt that the responses were, well, things happen and there's things going on in everybody's life, you know, so you might as well just do it, and no right, time's gonna be perfect, and no, and
I'm like, things.
But if, but I now I can plan.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't before.
Shit happens. Sometimes you get really drunk and forget to take your pill. Shit happens. Okay?
Sometimes your kid decides to climb a jungle gym with a water bottle in her hands. She breaks her leg. Shit happens.
You know? So sometimes shit happens. And if that happens for you, then, you know, whatever. Great. And you'll deal with it and you'll figure it out. But as long as you can control the situation.
Yeah. Like, if you.
Yeah.
I said this on a Woober because Nary's,
I feel like it's irresponsible to just be like, well, fuck it. I'm going to do it anyway. Like, right. I feel like you're being responsible and you're.
Yeah.
This is something that Nary bothers me about all the time, because we've talked about it on a Woobro, and he was like, you need to, even before we had Link, like, Nary was, every time I would come here, Nary's like, so when are you gonna have a baby? I'm like, can you get out of my uterus? Thank you. You don't belong there. It was a couple of Woobros ago. He was like, so when are you gonna have another baby? And I was like, to be real honest, like, I always joke around or whatever, but here's the honest answer is I'm still building a business.
Right.
And I need, and this business is like another child. Like, it is more codependent on me than my child is, to be honest. And it's my business and mine alone. Like, there's no other, like, person that, I mean, nobody's, I have really, I have help here and there,
but it's not the same.
It's not the same. Like, it's, nobody's going to take care of this like I take care of it.
Yeah.
And
just like the podcast the other day, I was like, I almost asked Nary to edit. And I was like, no, he's going to do it wrong.
So
and he's the one who taught me how to edit. I'm like, no, you're going to edit my podcast wrong. My podcast.
So, and I told him, I'm like, listen, I need another probably hoping to maybe 3 years before I can take a step back and let somebody else do it. Because while I probably have enough work to have an assistant at this point, I'm not there yet. Control wise, I'm not there yet financially. Like, it's there's a couple of things that, like, still need to be in place. And I need a little bit more time, because if I do have another baby, I went back to work really part-time after 2 weeks, full-time after 6 weeks with Lincoln. I want to give if I'm gonna have my own, like, 100% my own business, like, I want somebody, like, I want to be able to actually take time and have an actual maternity leave, which I didn't have that luxury before.
That's important.
And then he's I need someone to back off doing that. And he made the joke about, like, me having an assistant and putting, like, a video cam strapped to my assistant's chest so, like, I could be there or whatever.
That's a genius idea.
It really is. Don't tell him that. anyway, and then he's like, but wait, so then Link is going to be, like, 5. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, so then he's going to be 5.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, so? And the reason he said it like that, he said that is because his sister, I think, is like 6 years older than him. And he was like, I remember her always feeling like she was the boss because she was so much older than me.
No. She just felt like the boss because she was the older sister.
Two other siblings in between him and his sister. So it's not like it was just him and his sister. It was his sister and two other brothers and him.
Right.
So
listen, my nieces are a year and a half apart, if that. And no. It's just because she's older.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm nothing.
Yeah, 4 years older than my brother.
I'm two years older than my brother. And exactly. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. So
get that shit straight. No.
Yes. Yeah, so
that's an older sibling privilege. Don't be pissed because you're the youngest.
God damn it.
I'm almost 2 years older than my sister, and she was the boss.
Well,
because she's a girl.
Girl. She's going to. But like, so I was saying, I was like, this is not the time, besides the fact that like everything with Nathan, I just, you know, I'm in a place where that in the next 2.5 years my company that I'm working for is changing and, you know, closing down shop, so I'll have to be like looking for something else.
Not at all.
But looking for
they will not be there.
So we have to look for another job, you know, we're going through this whole process. I want to take this next 2 years and figure out something a little bit different to do with my career path, you know, maybe go back and do some additional schooling. Who knows?
Come sell Little Row with me.
Selling us, I'll sell oils. You sell Little Row, we'll go on tour.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, we could start a little boutique.
Yeah. Oh my God. Can we?
I always equate the age gap thing to this. David and his brother are 17 years apart. And I mean, you can speak on this more than I can, but to me, as an outsider, and I've known Sebastian since, like, this Sebastian doesn't know a world where I don't exist. Like, he doesn't know a life in the Ulloa family where I wasn't there. They're best friends, you know, like, and
yeah,
that's a huge
siblings,
you know, like that's, I mean, you can chime in if you want, but
yeah, well, I love that guy.
Yeah, you know, so
I mean, like, watching, I mean, but I get the concern with the age gap though, because
I get it
I'm
too.
Watching,
I get it.
Neri's niece, she was 11 when her little brother was born, and now she's 13, and she's just like wants nothing to do with him right now.
Well,
I know eventually, like when he, because she's great with Sophie, like she gets along really, really well with Sophie. She lets Sophie play in her room, she lets Sophie touch all of her shit, which is shocking to me because when I was 13, I would not want a 5-year-old touching my stuff. Mm-hmm. But she gets along really well with Sophie. So what I think is that once her little brother reaches like 5-6 years old, where he's more of a person and not like a blob that talks, that she'll be able to, she'll get along with him better. Mm-hmm. Is what I think. But there's, I mean, there's going to be rough patches regardless.
Yeah, it's going to happen regardless, because like in the same vein that he was 17 when his little brother was born, like his youngest sister was 9 when he was born. And she had 9 years of being the baby.
Right.
Before, like,
right, just like Neri's, you know, niece. She was. There's a baby crying. I'll be right back.
Yeah. No, and like,
no, but pause. I want to finish your story.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay.
So, like I'm 8 years apart from my brother, and at one point, you know, during his high school times, I'm sure and he'll tell me all the time, I was the annoying sibling. You know, I was the little kid that wanted to be around him and his friends.
Do your nieces have a big age gap with their little brother too?
Yeah, but, and then one of them, mind you, that's the thing. My nieces are right now 15 and 14, and my nephew is 5. Well, no, 6.
Yeah. So there's like an 8 and 10 year age gap.
The older one is like his second mom. Like, they're attached at the hip. He's she's the one that gives him his bath. They actually, like, he doesn't have his own room. Like, the girls ended up getting their own rooms finally in the house. And instead of him getting his own room, he's like, no, I want to be with Jasmine. So he sleeps with the older sister and her, like, they're sharing a room because she's okay with it because, one, she's a scaredy cat. But two, she, like, has that connection with him. The 14-year-old, she could care less. But that's just, like, she loves her little brother, but she was the one that, as her brother was getting older, would be the one that would walk up to him and pinch him, like, or poke him, and then the baby cries, and then she'd walk away.
That's like his little sister and Sebastian.
Yeah. And I don't mean like she would abuse on an infant. I mean,
no.
Yeah. But just for disclaimer. But yeah, like, so it doesn't matter if there's like the same age gap, it could go either way. It doesn't really matter. I'm not waiting 15 years because I would like my sleep at some point in time.
I mean, ultimately,
you don't have that much time, sweetie.
Wow.
Yes.
That's not me being shady. Like, that's
true.
Fact.
It's a
like,
physical fact. I don't have that many years, so it's not like this is going to be in the next couple years we make the call, because it is true. I do need to, you know, and then I get the fun of if I have another child,
starting over.
Not only starting over. Which the fact is, like, now I don't sleep, so fuck it. Another kid doesn't matter. But remember, we've seen it on TV. We've discussed this. Oh, what happens when older women get pregnant? They shoot out multiples like there's no tomorrow.
It's true.
Oh, is that what you're waiting for?
No.
Oh.
That's what I'm terrified of.
Going out of business.
Well, my friend Paula.
I was going to say, didn't Paula have twins when she was like 40?
Yeah. She's not 40 yet. She'll kill you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she was already 40. I'm sorry, Paula. I love you. Sorry.
I don't think she is. I hope not. Sorry, P. But the whole time she was pregnant, she was advanced maternal age. She was classified as advanced maternal age.
It's a geriatric pregnancy.
Yeah.
Well, I was 35 when I had Nathan. And when I got pregnant with Nathan, I had just turned 35. I automatically became at risk.
His aunt had twins at 45.
And eventually,
going out of business.
Well, actually, eventually, this side of the room will understand what the going out of business sale comes from.
Why?
Somebody says it on some place.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Because they have this discussion about
women,
and they made a joke about that.
For no reason.
No reason, because what a
dick. He's a dick.
They're discussing it.
I'm looking forward to something. Thank you.
Good. Banana. You're looking forward to it.
Like when you spoil the
literally,
the John
you are welcome.
Literally, you're welcome.
Literally, you're welcome.
Because the John Wick pre-credit scene is awesome.
But like, so that, like, I'm terrified of that as my second option. But yeah, like, I was super emotional. Like, I didn't want to like talk to my friends about it at the time. I just like let them go, and I was like, okay. And then like after the fact, like when I went home, like is when like I let my real emotions out, because I'm like, man, I'm like, I get it. You guys just want me to, and also everybody thinks, which I really start to believe that nobody knows me. I really, really think that there's this out there, because I was talking to one of my best friends, Annie, and I told her after the fact we were talking about it, I go, because obviously they don't know me if they think this, and I'm going to make this statement and see how you two react to this.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
People think that if I have a second child, I'll stress less.
Oh, okay.
How does that even make any sense?
Have they met you? Have they fucking met you?
Exactly.
I've known you for what? Like 2 years? And I know this shit. She's known you even less than that. What the fuck?
Because people were like, because once you have...
Seriously, I... Malfunction.
That once you have a second kid, you lose like that, like... that hover capability because of the fact that now there's two.
That I understand. You are a little bit less cautious with the I don't have a second kid, but I already know that that's a thing. Like,
I hear that that's a thing, so I was like, okay, I'll be less worried, so you'll stress less.
It is, but it's not.
One of my friends from...
It is, but it's not. Because I let them go. Like, now in the morning, Sophie wakes up and she makes breakfast for them. And yes, sure, she puts chocolate milk in their Cheerios.
And like, she ends up with syrup in her hair.
She like half of her hair is covered in syrup. Listen, but the floor is clean.
If they're eating it,
exactly. Oh no, apple juice mixed with chocolate milk. Perfect. So I'm like hands off in that area.
Is it apple juice mixed with Nesquik?
No,
or is it apple juice mixed with
pre-made chocolate milk?
We're still questioning that.
It's all disgusting.
Because chocolate apple juice, not necessarily.
Okay, my stomach is turning just thinking about it.
So you know what? I like that you were letting her do it, because it's giving her a sense of responsibility. Yeah. And it's giving her something to look forward to. And
The other day that Neri woke up early and like she was kind of making her own breakfast, he still let her do it. And he just kind of like guided her like, okay, just get the smaller bowl, put a little bit of milk, put a little bit of cereal. If you want more, there's always more. You know, we're trying to teach her like a little bit at a time instead of getting a grown up ass bowl and like overfilling it with Cheerios and milk. So in that sense, yeah, I'm a little more like hands off, and I let them just kind of do whatever. And I rearranged my kitchen cabinet so that the snacks and the juices were low. And now every 2 days I have to go buy more snacks and juice, but they're doing it.
But now, like, every time Oliver gets sick, and I was like, I don't remember Sophie doing that. Do I need to take him to the doctor? Do I need-? I've called the nurse's hotline more times with Oliver than I ever did in the 5 years that I have had Sophie for Oliver. And I'm like, but one time I took him to the doctor, and the doctor's like, he just has boogers. And I was like, no, but you didn't see his face. He just has boogers. That's all he has. He has nothing but boogers. I'm like, this was a first time mom thing. Like, what the fuck is going on with me? So, I mean, it is true.
But do you know me?
No, I know.
It's not going to happen.
I know that's not going to happen with you. But, like, you are more hands off in that you kind of just let them go play and you ignore them more. But I am more paranoid now. Like, oh, he's got boogers. Does he have an ear infection? Oh, did he hit his head? Well, not with the head thing, because he hits his head every other day. And
he wants
to
be a unicorn.
Fine.
Or a rhino. Pick.
He wants to be a unicorn, but he has the grace of a rhino. That's what it is with that kid.
Well,
that's
what that is. I have a friend of mine, one of the moms from Link's class. Like, her youngest is the one that's in Link's class. She's got 3 under 5.
Jeez.
She has
I'm tired thinking about
legit
that.
Has Irish twins. Like, she has
exhausted
her kids. Mm-hmm. She has her two daughters are 10 months apart.
Yeah.
I actually want to have her on the podcast. She has great stories.
And she's welcome.
But she
remind me, sorry, off air, I need to talk to you guys about something.
Sure. So
I want to.
After perfect. But like there was one time that we were at a birthday party for one of the kids in the class, and I see her like just like all three kids are just like talking to her, and one wants to be picked up and the other one wants a cupcake and whatever, and I'm like, how are you doing this? Like, she's like 2 years older than I am. She's not like, you know, whatever, closer, like any that she's 32. Like, she's not that.
Yeah, she's only a year
older.
And
I was like, shut up. And I was
it's because Stephanie's my same age
anyway.
Because you guys met at cheer camp the summer before high school.
I swear to God. I swear to fucking God. I did not go to that. I did not go to that. Okay, you know what? Hang on.
The best part is that your mother.
My mom paid for it. If I would have gone, my mom.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I would have paid for it. There would be like a check somewhere, and I did not go. Okay, you know what? Hang on. The opportunity. Okay. So I did not go to cheer camp.
Like, you went
that
to cheer
was
camp.
Not a thing.
You went to cheer camp, Vanessa. Whatever.
I'm not going to forget a whole week. A whole week.
It wasn't a week. It was like like 3 or 4 days. It
okay,
wasn't that long.
That's a long weekend. Like, how am I going to forget a long weekend with people?
Didn't you ever go to like Coachella or Bonnaroo or something?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. You know when I was at Fire Festival, guys? That's where I was.
Burning Man.
She went to Burning Man. That's why she doesn't remember. There you go. Did you go to the orgy tent at Burning Man?
Totes.
No. You seem like the type.
Wow.
It's the purple hair. It's
the purple. Did you not know there was an orgy tent at Burning Man?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
But
he said,
but
now, wow, at the insult you just threw at me.
But now now you've made me think of Vanessa in an orgy tent, and now it's bad.
Oh. Is that better or worse than Chrissy's nipple lipstick?
David's it learning works. A whole lot about
somehow
us
somehow not as bad.
It works, people. That's all we're saying.
But so can I tell you that both my kids are being weird sleepers today?
Yeah, a little bit odd.
Yeah, they're both having, like, nightmares or very disruptive sleep. Like, when
you guys first got here. Sophie started screaming, crying, like she fell out of her bed.
But like a scream that both like she, me and Steph,
we all darted out of the room. Darted like, what out, the fuck just happened?
Because that was not a...
It wasn't normal. She doesn't normally
like,
do that. No.
Like it wasn't like a nightmare scream. It was
it
like...
It was a hurt scream.
It was like a hurt scream. So we all like raced. Mm-hmm. The mom senses all tingled and we all just descended.
Took off to the room. She was...
David was like, what the fuck just happened?
I saw the three of you running over there. I'm like, I'm just going to get in the
so
way.
I was talking on the phone with Neri and I was like, I gotta go. I thought I hung up and I put the phone in my pocket. I did not hang up.
Is that why
that's you said in the chat? My wife is still on the phone.
He heard everything that happened with me and Sophie. And then, like, I didn't realize that the phone was still on. So I was, like, walking around. I turned on the computer, whatever. So anyway, back to Sophie. She was, like, screaming, crying, like she was in pain. And I walk into her room, and she terrified the shit out of me, was kneeling on her bed, facing the headrest, and holding on with both hands. And just like facing the wall and crying. And I'm like, I'm gonna die. Like, she's summoning the devil. That's weird. And then she's like,
well, it is close to my birthday.
It is. And so she was like saying something about colors. And she was just, I mean, I know she was just having a nightmare. And she kind of like snapped out of it a little bit. And she talked to me, like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, mommy, I'm okay. I love you. And then she's sleeping now. And then just now.
I'm hearing them.
Someone is snoring.
Someone's breathing very heavily. Dead air is the best for the podcast, but
dead silence.
Yeah, it's probably one of the dogs.
But
so then just now that I had to get up and leave because Oliver was crying, homeboy was just standing in front of his mirror, crying into the mirror. I was like, no, seriously, these children are summoning the devil today.
Well, I came.
It's
over,
because of that stupid clown video that I was so.
I did not watch it.
I came over the other night.
Y'all said this is why kids are afraid of clowns. I'm like, enough. Noted. Not going to watch it.
I posted it on my wall and not one person either commented or liked it. Like, it is just out there.
Well, I knew it couldn't be true because it wasn't that one scene from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
It never even tried to make me watch that.
Or
like,
it.
No. No, but it was like a kid's song. And the little kid in the song is dressed like a clown, like a cute little clown with his little hat and his little clown costume. And then the dad is also dressed like a clown, but he has a terrifying clown mask on. And like, and then you see him, like, all of a sudden they show a shot of a door with the dad standing there and he's just like completely still with his terrifying clown mask. And I'm like,
negatory.
Sophie was watching it for a good 5 minutes before I looked over to see what she was looking. Cause again, it's just like a kid's song. And I'm like, Sophie, what are you watching? And she's like, this is Johnny. And I'm like, okay, so I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I know this.
She named him?
No, the song is
the Johnny Johnny song. That's the liar song.
Yeah. And then like,
I don't know what this is.
Johnny Johnny.
Watch the video.
It's basically like a little kid song from some other country. But it's like basically the kid lies to his dad.
Yeah, because the kid's like, they show the kid eating like sugar, cake and candy and ice cream. And then the dad's like, oh, are you eating ice cream? And he's like, no, papa.
And he goes, open your mouth. And he goes, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Nathan,
I don't know what's going on.
Nathan will sing the song for you.
Yeah, Sophie will sing
it's
like it
too. Like the ducky song. Who sings the duck song?
No,
no.
Doesn't one of your kids sing a duck song?
No. Jeff sings a duck song.
What?
There's like some duck video that like
someone's waddle, kid waddle sings a fucking duck song. I did not make that up.
No.
So I also did not make up that we went to cheer camp.
I'm not saying you made up going to cheer camp. I think you went to cheer camp. I did not go to cheer camp.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I met you,
Vanessa. We went to cheer camp.
I did not go to cheer.
You know what? I have to ask my mom.
Ask your mom because I did not go. I know I did not go.
If she's still up, I'm going to call her and I'm going to put her on the show.
So I'm like asking Sophie, like, why the fuck? Why are you watching this? This is terrifying. And she's like, no, mommy, it's just a mask. And I'm like, I know it's a mask. It's a scary mask.
It's a fucking terrifying mask.
So that's what they're summoning.
No. No, thank you.
Demonic clown into my house.
No, so I had like an over emotional like thing, and I was like, I had that, like the moments of like, I'm like, dude, I'm like, I get it, and I understand that everybody just like, you know, they're like, oh, it'll be better for you, and blah blah blah.
And I just
I'm
feel like some people don't realize that their opinion is hurtful.
Well, and here's the thing that I had this conversation, and I after the fact I was having this conversation with Annie, and I told her, I was like, I wonder, and here's what's just gonna get like
And the ultimate answer is people just like to give their opinion on people's lives. And if they're your friends, they don't think that there's anything wrong with it. But I feel...
I think it's more that. I think it's more like if there's a sense of like... We say it in Spanish, like a confianza.
Yeah.
Like there's like a sense of comfort. Like you don't mind addressing something a little bit more bluntly than you would. Whereas if I didn't know somebody, I would ask... Are you planning on having another one versus, oh, so when are you having another one? And I think that's the verbiage is where I think where well, that, I personally have the too, issue. With.
And then people like if I don't have that confidence with you and you tell me, oh, no, I think we're just going to have one kid. I might be like, oh, why? And then you get an answer and they're like, OK. And that's it. Like that's where the conversation would end. But it wouldn't be like, oh, but what about this? Oh, but what about this? Oh, no, but this is why your opinion is wrong. This is why what you think is wrong. Like if I don't know you that way, I wouldn't even say that stuff.
But then I had this like. Little not an epiphany or something, but it was a thought, and I was like, because I know somebody else that this is their scenario, and I'm like, I wonder if this confidence in my friend of like the conversation and stuff like that is because it is known that I personally was a one and done, like we tried and we got pregnant, like there was no struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So I, as far as I know with Nathan and as far as I know of my body currently, and, you know, I don't have any issues getting pregnant. And if I was to try, I may get pregnant easily again.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that I get the questions like or the pressure of you should just have another kid. You shouldn't have another kid because they know I can. But that the person that doesn't. Have it easier, the person that maybe has, you know, they struggled to get pregnant the first time or they had to go through therapy or treatment or stuff like that to get pregnant isn't getting this pressure.
Sometimes they do.
But you have to
live your life and make your decisions based on you.
You're the one who's going.
I understand, but I think people have.
Hey, can I ask you a question? I'm going to put you on speaker. We're recording the podcast. I'm not embarrassing you. It has nothing to do with you, I swear. I just need you to remember something. Okay, Mom?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, do you remember before we started high school that I went to a cheer camp at FIU?
Yes.
Was Vanessa not there with me?
Yes.
Thank you.
No. She said no.
Yes, remember? It was...
No, I know it was the two...
It was Tracy. No, it was... Yeah, it was the Smith sisters. But Vanessa, and then remember Maria also.
No, that was swimming.
No, Mom, it was cheer camp.
This is not helping you. No, helping your case.
Damn it.
It was swimming because Maria was there with her brother Facundo.
That's the person's name, I swear to God.
Yeah, Facundo's his name. That's a real name.
She's not making that up. Damn it, Mom. Why would you let me down like that? Are you sure Vanessa wasn't there?
I'm positive. Vanessa was swimming.
Oh. Whatever, Mom.
So, you need to snap my victory dance.
That's how I meant.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. See,
my
memory is not that bad.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mom. Love you.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
God damn it. I could have sworn that you were
there. We have come full circle for 30
minutes. I didn't go to cheer camp.
Vanessa, what episode is this?
35.
So 35 episodes. I did not go to... That's the title. Vanessa did not go to cheer camp. But damn it.
That's a perfect title.
That is true. You did not go to cheer camp with David.
I did not go to cheer camp with David.
Well, Vanessa, I apologize.
35.
Oh! Oh my God! I got a Stephanie apology. Mark the time. I got a Stephanie apology. 10:27 p.m.
I legitimately could have sworn you were there.
This is the most important thing that's happened. And it was, and it has been recorded for posterity.
Yes. Oh, I love your mother.
Oh, I love that her
first... No, she can't complain that she hasn't been on the podcast.
Well, I love that, but I love that her first statement, you're not going to embarrass me.
My mom would have said the same thing, too. She was like,
don't embarrass me.
Don't say something. But also, don't say that. It's todo se dice.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I feel so good.
I don't like this feeling.
Oh, I love
this. Don't let me be wrong.
This feels amazing. You guys should try this.
Viewers at home, prove
Stephanie wrong. Oh my god, it's like the Conan thing, like prove Conan wrong.
Well, no,
it's not about proving her wrong. Proving her wrong can be done at any time. It's her accepting that she is wrong.
I win.
That's the important
she
thing.
She can't anymore. Like, that's it. It's
no, that's it. It's done.
She's done for the
she
year.
She staked her claim on the mother, and the mother.
She's done, you know. For 2017. Stephanie can no longer be wrong for the rest of the
that's
year.
That's it. I mean, I'm at my quota. That's like Jay Leno used to have a bit like, can you make Ed Asner laugh? That's what I feel this is like.
Yes. Oh my god, that's amazing. I made Stephanie wrong. Actually, your mom made you wrong.
Yeah. Fucking. So, she never has my side anyway.
Truth.
Anyway.
Oh my god, that was good.
So. Did you see I wrote it all in capital letters? Like, it's all in capital. I'm so excited.
But wait, what was the other one we had? Oh.
You can't shake it more than twice.
It may still be up there.
And it is. It's a close second.
So.
Oh, we can get off the topic. I'm okay with
it. No, that's fine. Can we? Oh. What was I had something to say.
I just needed to talk. I was going to say.
That's what it was. So. If you think that you're living a nightmare where your kids didn't think the clowns were scary.
Oh, I don't think it's a nightmare. I'm not scared of clowns.
I'm living my actual nightmare.
Oh, yeah, you are. You
yes,
are.
You are.
You are. Not mine, but Vanessa's.
Yeah.
My kid is officially obsessed with E.T.
How dare you, David?
And it's my husband's fault.
It's completely 1,000%
I fault. Said years ago. Okay, so a little bit of background. I am not so much anymore because I'm 30 and I'm a fucking adult. But for a big portion of my life was like deathly terrified of E.T. Mm-hmm. I still don't like it. I still think it looks like a creepy ball sack minion of the devil. And
ball sack minion of the devil.
Creepy ball sack minion of the devil.
The episode with 1,000 titles.
Or maybe that's
the other episode with 1,000 titles.
So
wait, what was it? Creepy ball sack
minion of the devil. David, for some reason, thought it would be a good idea to show my kid. Started putting it on when I wasn't home. And
hang on,
I walked.
Hang on a second. You told me you were going to be home late.
In all fairness, I did tell you I was going to be home late, but you usually run by me what you're going to show him if it's a new movie that he hasn't seen before.
Right. And I didn't run that by you specifically because I knew you didn't like the movie and you didn't want to know
David,
about the movie.
From when we were dating, I had always told you my children will never watch E.T.
And I always told you that that's absolutely ridiculous and that's not going to happen.
It's like when sharp-dressed John refuses to let his kids have fun.
yeah.
Right, so you don't want your child to have fun.
He can do whatever the hell he wants, but not watch E.T.
Well,
anyway, what's done is done. Whatever. What's
spirit animal. All right, sorry about that. Our battery died. So, where did you leave off?
What's done is done.
That's all I remember.
And now my kid
loves
E.T.
Yep. But
yes, he does because the movie is awesome.
The movie is awful.
I will say this:
no,
awful, fucking awful.
You're awful.
This is my house.
Yes, it is, and you're still awful.
You're sitting on my couch.
I don't know why that movie.
Fuck y'all.
I won't say that. It's really comfy.
That's my favorite line from that season.
So I will say this, and you have to be proud of me. I put on my big girl panties, and I actually sat and watched the movie. Because in all fairness, I hadn't seen it since the last time I saw it, which was before the night that I had the traumatizing nightmare that made me scared of it forever. I could objectively say that while I still think it's a wrinkly ball sack demon from hell, I don't like him. Made me uncomfortable when he was staring directly into the camera. I didn't like him talking to me.
Nope.
I didn't like him, like, speaking, period. I will say this. Take E.T. out of the movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a really good movie. If he looks more friendly and cuddly and not creepy voice.
If he was fluffy.
So not take E.T. out, but redesign E.T.
If you would replace E.T. with the cuddly,
Stitch.
with Stitch or the cuddly monster from the beginning of Alien Encounter.
Yeah, he is.
Stitch is adorable. The cuddly one from the beginning of Alien Encounter, Skippy.
Skippy. Yeah.
Or
have you ever seen Max?
Or even or Mac from Mac and Me.
Mac and Me.
Or you know
Mac.
All right, I'm hoping that this it doesn't get chalked up to mansplaining because it seems like this is lost on you, right? E.T. is supposed to be ugly. He has to be. It makes the acceptance all the more beautiful. Does that not register?
I never, ever, and I have no problem whatsoever with E.T. Because I watched it as a child. I love it. I had toys of E.T. Like Gertie was like my favorite thing in the world. I'm sorry.
Nightmares tonight.
But I have never, ever,
I thought it was gonna
ever
have, that nightmare is a recurring nightmare. I thought it was going to have it.
Anything about the way E.T. looked as like looking good or bad. Because, I thought he was just an alien.
Because you understood it. He's supposed to look very weird and very different from us.
But not ugly.
I just figured he was just an alien.
And I just figured he was like an alien. I didn't miss.
I never thought that he was particularly ugly, but he's definitely not a good-looking creature.
What creeps me out about E.T. is that there's a person in the costume. Like, there's a little person in there.
Sometimes.
It creeps me the fuck out.
It's an animatronic.
Very infrequently is there a person in the
they
E.T.
spent,
costume.
I was, so
it's enough to creep me out.
As I've done
research. Okay, so then
R2-D2
freaks you out.
No, because he's a robot. And he's cute.
Hashtag girl logic.
Yeah, okay.
I did some research on it because, again, I hadn't seen it in almost 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing some research and reading up on it. The animatronic took, what did I say, like 1.8 million or something like that to create the
for all that money. That's what they came up with.
That's what I said. I'm like, they spent all that money and they couldn't fucking have made it a little bit better looking. Like,
make him cute and fluffy.
The combo of the way he looks and just the creepy way he talks. Like, the way he talks is really creepy.
The beginning of the movie when he's like reaching for the grass and all you see like long finger.
No, what's even worse to me, which is it's even worse to me, which is what the nightmare was. Is and I walked in later in the week where Link was watching this exact scene and I like ran from the room. I was like, is when Elliot finds him coming out of the shed and it's all like white light and it's all dark in front of him. That's the nightmare I had. That instead of it was,
I'm like, I'm
you
seeing,
know exactly,
I know
what, it
exactly
is.
What it is. And I'm
when I, except the nightmare that I had and it was me in the place of Elliot. And then he start, and like the whole thing of the nightmare is he's just chasing me. And it's in different places. It always takes place in a different place. Sometimes it's in a forest. One time it was in my house. Like, oh my God. It's always somewhere different where he's chasing me. And I have a friend of mine that's a psychologist. He told me, he's like, you know, if you let him catch you in a dream, it'll probably, like, you probably won't have it anymore and you'll probably conquer the fear. I'm like, that's not the point. I don't want him to catch me. That's like letting Freddy Krueger catch you.
Like, I don't want him to catch me.
That's
I don't
like
want
letting
to know what
Freddy Krueger catch you.
Me.
Like,
wow,
why would you do that?
Waiting E.T., a creature of love and peace and kindness
and to Elliot, not to anybody else.
Child murderer?
Yes.
Okay.
No, but I can go with her analogy because of the fact that you're talking about dreamscape. So completely correct to compare her dream that she's having that E.T. is chasing her.
I swear to God, if I have this dream,
except that a psychologist, a professional, has told her, let him catch you.
Exactly, but who else goes after you in your dreams?
But if you die in your sleep, you die for real.
But who else would go after you? Forget about the E.T. dream. What other movie or popular thing?
I'm totally not sleeping.
Can you think of that attacks you in your dreams?
I'm so sorry. What was I thinking? Don't listen to the psychologist.
But she didn't say she wasn't going to listen to him.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
No, she said it's like him saying, "Oh yeah, I'm going to let Freddy Krueger kill me."
Hence, not let him catch her.
No. No. You are reading way too much into what she said.
Support.
You're reading way too much into basically because your issue is that she's comparing E.T. to a kitty murderer in Freddy Krueger. She's comparing it to letting.
I'm comparing the level of fear like,
of like
it's the same
in her dream.
Yes,
in
that
her
is
dream.
I'm actually much less scared of Freddy than I am of
in her dreamscape. In her dreamscape, it's the same idea of, oh, let this guy catch you. What's another thing that would catch you in your dreams? Be like, oh well, okay, you want me to let him catch me, just like you. So I have
butterfly
a fear.
Neck caught me once in a dream where I was a butterfly.
Hey, what if your mom with the black nose caught you?
It's horrifying.
Exactly. Tell them the mom with the black nose
story. Oh yes, that's let's okay. hear the mom yeah. with the black nose story. No. Right. We already talked about 70 of my fear. Let's hear yours.
David had a dream that his mom was like a warped, fucked up version of herself and she had like a black nose.
Oh, like what's that movie? Coraline.
Oh, okay. I've never seen Coraline.
Kinda.
But
it was exactly her.
The other mother.
Nothing was different except that her nose was black. Like right. if it was frostbitten.
In Coraline, her mom in real life is a real mom. Like she has right. work, she has all these responsibilities. And then in this other world,
it's the button eyes, right?
She has button eyes, yeah. but she's like the perfect mom. Like her hair is perfect mm-hmm. and she cooks and cleans and all her food is delicious and everything is perfect and everything is just the way Coraline wants it to be. Until it gets crazy. And like, right. so, yeah. It's crazy.
Well, in
it
the
was
dream,
around the time that your little sister was born.
Right, yeah. She was very little. And the dream always happened exactly the same way. And I always knew when the dream was starting. Kind of like how towards the end of Nightmare on Elm Street, when everyone starts picking up on the fact that they are asleep, you know, and they're like, oh, okay, I am now in the dream world.
Oh, I know when I'm having that ET dream, I know when it's happening.
Yeah, even before it starts.
Yeah.
And in the dream, I always walked out of my room towards the kitchen where my mother had her back turned and she was washing dishes. And at the exact moment that I would walk into the kitchen, my little sister would start crying. And then my mother, without turning her back, would say, look at what you did. You woke up your sister. And then she would turn around. And she would have the black nose, and she would chase me around the house trying to kill me.
Bueno.
I mean, I can kind of sympathize with the mom.
wanting to kill someone there is, waking up
there,
a baby.
There, is, there are no depths to which the irrational support
no,
will go.
No,
right?
No.
But it's not even a something against you.
Child like, murder. Okay.
But I'm that's still okay. going
now you understand why I'm scared of E.T. He's coming to kill me.
He's not coming to kill you. He's coming to love you.
No, he is coming to kill
that's
me.
That's the thing. Like you're thinking in your head of child murderer. I'm telling you. I'm going to mansplain your wife's head to you right now. In her head, she was just comparing dream where something is going to attack me and kill me. Because that's her thought process of what E.T. was going to do to her.
No, that's exactly
what is the only other thing that you can equate.
He's going to take me back to his alien ship and probe me with his really weird, creepy dick fingers.
God.
You know they made an E.T. like dildo.
Stop it. Sorry. Stop
you know
it.
They made an E.T.
Seriously?
Dildo. Yeah, I've
I'm
seen
sure
it.
I'm sure
no.
I've seen it. I'll Google it.
I'll
hold
pass.
On.
I've seen it.
But like, hard
I could,
pass.
I could
no,
say
I understand that. I'm saying that dream is totally... I mean, your dreams are your dreams. You can't help what they are. But there is no reason for you to feel that way. E.T. is a beautiful creature. He loves...
Great.
Kill.
That's great, but
it's also creepy.
It affected her in that way. Just like, listen, I had nightmares after watching E.T., but it had nothing to do with E.T. I had dreams.
The part
where
he's like hiding in the stuffed animals is just fucking
no,
awesome.
I in which I told you that's just weird.
Ew.
Hiding in the stuffed animals was is creepy to me. They have that's the one that they
well,
have
that's a scene that you had that I've had pictures in there that of like in the closet that you can take pictures at a
no, that's not a dildo. It's a finger light.
It's a. There's one that's a dildo.
No, the ages are 4.
Okay, well then I'll find one that's the dildo. Jesus Christ!
What 4-year-old is using a dildo?
I would hope not.
I mean,
anyway, they have that the ET dressed up as the lady yeah. at Tate's.
Oh, at Tate's, yes, they do.
We saw it there.
But in Universal, you can also...
Not anymore.
Well, but you used to be able to go after the ride.
I mean, really, maybe they do, because I when I ride that ride, I beeline the fuck out.
Yeah, like you can go into the little, like, into the gift shop or whatever, and they had, like, a little fake closet set up, and you could go into the closet and sit down and take pictures with E.T., or you could do the bike with E.T.
They don't have it anymore.
Yeah, they used to, so I know the scene that you're talking about. Because, see, I didn't have any issues whatsoever.
So, do you want to know why?
No, I have issues with that fucking ride, because when I went with my uncle, and I don't know how the ride is anymore, because
it's the same. It hasn't changed in like 30 years.
We were sitting in, like, the big cart,
Like, well, that one, they, so now it's all bikes. They don't have like, okay, the big, well, that
the big thing. Car. We were sitting, this is how long it's been since I've been on the ride. We were sitting in the big car and my uncle was sitting in the row behind me and he knew that I was already creeped out and they forced me to go on the ride anyway. And so I'm sitting there and he kept like, at one point he like slid his foot under the,
your uncle's an asshole.
Yeah, he is. Sophie is in love with him, but he like is so mean to me. He like slid his foot underneath to touch my foot, which freaked me out. And then I would turn around and look at him. He's like, "I didn't touch you. That was ET." And I'm like,
"Oh no,
you are such a
fuck
dick.
No."
And then like
hard
later
no.
on in the ride, he like poked the back of my neck with his finger, and he was like, "It wasn't me."
Nope.
And I'm like,
"Nope."
So no, I'm done. Nope. No.
You know what I also hate about that ride? That ET fucking says my name the way he says it in my dream. Like he's fucking coming to kill me. Don't do it. I'll fucking stab you.
See, like I said, like that never affected me anything with ET. I honestly had nightmares after watching ET, and when I watched it again on VHS and stuff like that years later was
VHS.
Yes, that's why I said VHS. Just was aged a little bit because I still have the VHS.
You didn't have Beta, did you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nobody had Beta. You were a loser if you had Beta. You had Beta. That's like the people that guy. Oh God, what did you call the Laserdisc?
Yes, I remember Laserdisc.
No, you were just you just wasted your money.
Laserdisc was cutting edge.
Yes, but it just. Yeah, but I worked at Blockbuster when like we had like
so was the Beta, but the entire porn industry worked off of VHS.
Well, okay, that's weird. Fun fact.
Yeah.
But
and that's your pornography.
Well, and I told text you when you told me that you were watching ET with Link, I said, "Oh, I can't handle when the government shows up."
That doesn't bother me either. This little fucker's dead. No, like, I don't see this asshole anymore.
That whole scene where they have like the med area set up and like Elliot is wearing that like skin type beige
David
like
long johns
yeah, like,
pouting.
It just feels super, I don't know, creepy. And I had nightmares about that, about like
about government conspiracy.
Yes.
No, there is a sense
the government is stealing our brains.
Like that is the scene that like messed me up.
Can,
and I told
can
you
try that again without cookie in your mouth?
It's not gonna be as funny.
But yeah, like that messed me up more
there
than
is,
him.
There is like this eerie feel throughout the entire movie. I'm not completely, you know, blind to
that
why
opening
someone
scene
would
when
have,
he finds him is fucking terrifying, dude.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I'm surprised Link wasn't scared.
I remember
he doesn't get scared.
Really, I remember though. Watching the movie as a kid and feeling not scared but anxious,
like nervous, yeah.
Anxious and nervous. Yeah, and the whole way through when the government arrives as well. When you see that when you see the spaceman come through that door, that's. That's really creepy. I would say creepy is the way, you know, he did. There was one scene where he tensed up and he looked at me and he looked back at the screen and he looked back at me and then he had a smile on his face, but he was still tense. When Elliot flashes his flashlight on ET and you first see his face.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah.
Did you show him the searching in flashlights or searching with guns?
No, it was guns.
It's the gun version.
Whatever iTunes has.
I find that amusing.
Well, they corrected it because people were like an uproar about it.
Well, here's the thing is Spielberg always has been a proponent for preserving the originality of a film. So when he released that version with the walkie-talkies, he released it alongside the original version. And he's even gone on record saying, like, hey, you know, what version of the movie should I show my son or my daughter? Or, you know, I just defaulted to the son because I have a kid, you know, the son. He says, show him the original 1982 version. That's the one that, you know, was intended for wide release. Show him that one. And then later, if you want to see, you know, the extended cut where I make all those changes, then go ahead and do that.
There's an amazing South Park episode about this.
Yes, and yes, there is.
I did notice also, like, now having seen Stranger Things a year later, like, there's so much, like, reference to
so
right there. But anyway, the other thing I will say
and it
this,
might be
and
why you weren't crazy for Stranger Things.
No, I wasn't crazy. I know exactly why I wasn't crazy. I didn't not like Stranger Things. I like it well enough. I just didn't care for Stranger Things as much as everybody else did because I started watching it in the middle of the hype. So everybody's like, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing ever. And like, I'm the kind of person that I, for some reason, take hype seriously. And when I saw it, I'm like, okay, this is good. this is good. It's not terrible. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen. It's not two girls, one cup, but it's,
but it's not two girls, one cup.
Wrong with David?
Listen, I have survived my entire adult life without seeing that.
You have that never
needs to,
seen that?
That needs to be rectified.
I feel like you're missing out, Christy.
No, I feel like I'm fine without
it. I think it's banned from me, and I think they took it off the internet. You have to go into like the deep, dark depths of Google to find it now. But anyway, like, so that's really why. Because the same thing has happened to me with like several other movies that have always have been really, really built up for me. And then I was just like, it was good. But it's not great. Anyway, this is the last thing I will say about E.T., and then we can move on from this conversation. The last part about it that really creeped me out was when he's dressed up, you know, to hide, and he's got like a blonde wig on. Mm-hmm. He looks like, and David can attest to this, my grandmother, she's, God rest her soul, she's been dead like 11 years.
Yeah, that's creepy.
But my grandmother had, it was a very short lady, and she had like tall, like this like tan leathery skin because she smoked like 16 packs a day. And back in the day, they were always in the sun. And she had like
baby oil and
dyed blonde hair, and legit like would always remind me of like my grandmother. So that's the other thing that fucking creeped me out about it too.
It is true. Her grandmother did look like E.T.
So anyway, there's that.
Yeah.
I like Ta. She was awesome.
Yeah. Well, R.I.P. I was her favorite. Anyway, the only one that liked me better than everybody else, because nobody else liked me, but that's fine. So what are you like? Are you okay?
So no, they like me better. It's okay. That was at that whole moment. She liked me better. I'm gonna leave it at that.
I don't like you better.
You like Link better than you like me.
Hmm?
You like Link better than you like me.
You like Link better than you like him.
You like me too.
Well, yeah, that's like, that's not the conversation we're having.
Me and Jeff have had this straight up like statement. I'm like,
had your grandmother met Link, she would have liked him better than you too.
Yeah. That's probably true, but that's
Link's unfair.
Like I told my mom, I'm like, you like Nathan better than me. I'm totally okay with that. Like you should like Nathan better. Yeah. I've told Jeff I like Nathan better than him.
So just to kind of like wrap up the conversation a little bit, what are your favorite parts about being a dad and being Link's dad specifically?
It's a lot of fun now that he's getting his own personality.
This is a really fun age for the boys.
Yeah, it really is. He's discovering a lot about his interests, and subsequently I'm discovering a lot about his interests. As is natural, I am introducing him to a lot of the things that I enjoyed at a very young age.
You're making my kid a nerd.
Okay. Sure. No. Maybe? What do you think? Yes.
I think they have no choice. Let's put it this way. God help these children.
Yep.
Because if they didn't, it's more in the lines of not what they're going to like. It's God help them if they don't.
I mean, look, I ended up okay. I've got a great life. I've got a hot, smart
wife.
I've got a great son. I've got a great job.
I always said, like, when I was pregnant, like, when I would get mad at David, I would look at him and I'd go, I hope Link loves sports.
He likes the sports ball, right?
That's a sportsman, right? That's who you're talking about?
It's pronounced sportsman.
Like Joe Spiderman.
Right. So that I think right now that's what I enjoy the most about being a dad is you know, rediscovering all of these things. Like E.T., I haven't seen that in a dog's age, you know? And so it's been
come again. 7 years?
Remember
excuse me.
Remember David is really 85.
I see.
Remember, David doesn't buy movies that are
that don't have fedoras in them, and not ironically
are not in
they're not ironic fedoras. No.
Yeah, that's why buy any movie produced after 1974.
Well, that's how I was in shock when the decades packs came out, and I was like, do you think Dave's gonna buy the 50s and 60s?
I told him not to.
He was like,
look what they have. And I was nope.
The one I want is the 80s one, but she won't let me get it.
Well, because he told me last week, he's like, I bought a bunch of stuff, so I'm gonna cool it on the movies for a while because I need to watch all the things that I bought.
And then this came out.
Of course. See, I told Jeff like when we were
That's
looking
what
at
always
the,
happens.
The 80s ones, and I was like, they're not bad, but Neri got the best pack already.
I think Neri did, but yeah. the second best pack is the
what
80s
did he buy?
One. He got the 90s one.
It brought Clueless about Wayne's World, which was when me and Jeff were watching it the other day, dying, reciting it back and forth to each other.
Look, the 80s
sounds romantic.
That's why.
The 80s one includes The Naked Gun, Airplane, Footloose, Urban Cowboy, which is meh, but Clue, which I know you already have.
I already have it.
But Pretty in Pink. Some Kind of Wonderful, Terms of Endearment, Crocodile Dundee, and Ferris
Bueller's Day Off. Oh my God, Crocodile Dundee! Call that a knife.
I don't know that I can call you BFF Vanessa.
That hurt me right here.
Just FF Vanessa.
Okay. But I'm telling you, we saw Wayne's World, and you saw it on the chat that like we died a little bit. First of all, fucking again.
Rob Lowe does not age. I put in the chat this morning, I'm having a really hard time now that we're like balls deep into Parks and Rec. I'm having a really hard time separating Rob Lowe as the voice of Simba, like from
I learned something new when you said that because I didn't know that.
Well, you know that Gabrielle Union plays Nala.
Yeah.
For real?
Yes.
For real, Ski?
Have you not seen the show?
I do, but I don't pay attention to who plays whom.
You know the little boy from...
Did you say who plays whom?
Yes, yeah, she did.
Very nice. Yeah.
Sometimes it's who.
Just right. You, BFF. Do you ever watch The Middle?
You are BFF Vanessa.
That's right.
Sometimes it's who.
Do you ever watch The Middle?
No.
Middle of what?
The girl annoys me.
She does annoy me too. But the son, do you know of the show?
The little son, yeah.
He's, oh no.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay. I'm just going to give you the entire cast of Lion Guard.
All right. This riveting podcast material.
You know what? If they're moms, somebody out there just went, holy shit, that was Gabrielle Union.
Sarah Hyland is in it, too.
Yeah, I knew that, too.
Well, and what's her name? Osborne. She did The Girl Hyena.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I like when I'm watching and I'm hearing, like when I watch Doc McStuffins and like the Jack in the Box, I'm like, oh, that's Phil from Modern Family. I like catching it in the moment, but I'm not going to go.
The Jack in the Box is Ty Burrell?
Mm-hmm. I think that. Yeah. And then like, I still to this day, every time I hear Sophia. Oh,
yeah. When I hear
Tim Gunn. All the time.
Oh, I did want to bring up, I don't know if we have time. Something about that I saw this week about Doc McStuffins.
She's a bitch. What?
Is she now becoming Surgeon McStuffins?
No, they're doing a cancer episode of Doc.
They are?
Yes.
I think it's a little too much.
I agree.
It's a little too much. They're doing it that one of, it's an actual patient that you could, I mean, they don't call it cancer, but she's got a skin cap.
A toy?
A kid.
A friend of Doc.
And she's got like a beanie and no eyebrows and like her toy is the one that's like helping her through the treatment. Mm. It's like, I noticed that the other day and I'm like, I get it because pediatric cancer is a real thing and it's terrible. And I understand like them wanting to explain that to children in a positive way. I'm curious to watch it because I don't know how... Intense. Like pediatric cancers affected me personally. Like when I was a kid, my best friend died of brain tumor. So like, and that was traumatizing for me at 8 years old.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it.
They're trying more to bridge these.
Yeah.
No, but I think in general, like there are more kids shows or kids networks trying to like bridge for these.
Trying to be more inclusive.
And also they're trying to address these subjects that maybe back then were never even discussed. Mm-hmm. Because like a kid doesn't need to know about this,
but
now they're being like more like with Sesame Street with the autistic
Julia.
Yeah, that's character. Exactly what I was just thinking of.
And then also Doc her parents adopted a little baby.
I think though that Julia on Sesame Street is something that every child is going to be affected by, because whether it is someone in your family or a friend or someone in your classroom, you're gonna know someone with autism,
right?
Whereas I think that, you know, how to behave with people with autism, and understanding that, you know, there are fundamental differences, but that doesn't make them less, you know, that's very important for everyone. I don't know that every child needs to know about cancer. And or rather, I don't know that every child needs to know at the age that a child is going to be watching Disney Junior. Not unless that child is currently going through.
But I think that's why they're doing it. Not so much to teach the healthy kids about pediatric cancer. I think it's so that the kids that do have cancer are mm-hmm. like, oh, look, there's somebody like me.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. So in thinking about it that way, I think it's great in that sense. Just like I think Julia is great because Julia teaches the children who don't have autism how to interact with somebody with autism. Or just like they have the Barbies that are quote unquote plus size because they're still not really plus size, but whatever.
I hate those fucking Barbies.
Or like the Barbie that comes with like stickers so you could put pimples and scars on them. Like it's just, oh, you... That was like 2-3 years ago.
I stopped listening to the whole Barbie announcement. I was over them.
Yeah, well, they came out with like that wasn't actually like Barbie, but it was a doll like Barbie. But still, like they make kids like now they make different like they make ball dolls and they make dolls that look like everybody.
Well, that's the American girls have been doing that for years. Like,
I remember, but American Girl is not accessible to everybody.
It's not, but I know that. Like, I remember even when I was a kid, they had the American, like they have a paraplegic American Girl. Mm-hmm. They've had her for a while. They have they actually introduced their first boy American Girl this year.
Well, full size American Girl.
Well, there was because the Bitty Babies have always had a boy, but like of the line of. That's the American
full size American Girl doll.
Yeah, but they I don't know that they've had a cancer one, but I know that they've always had like there's actually one there's an American Girl with a diabetes pump. Mm-hmm. You know, like while I know American Girl's not accessible to everyone, like it is something that's super popular and a lot of kids do have. So,
well, look, I think that you know, like you said, pediatric cancer is isn't anything that's going away.
Not at all.
I read a statistic worse. Where I believe it's in the last 50 years, only 7 new drugs or treatments have been developed for pediatric cancer, whereas there have been, you know, innumerable number of drugs created for every other type of cancer.
Sad.
It's incredibly sad because there's no money in it, because the people who are funding this stuff are not kids. So, I think that the benefits of having an episode like this are fantastic and they're great. And if you're unsure if your child is ready for that, just like I'm unsure if Link is ready for that, well, he doesn't have to watch it.
He doesn't really love Doc.
He doesn't have to watch it, but I mean, you just like what Nary and I have been doing recently, like we'll watch a movie first because like
always,
Sophie likes,
you have to.
Yeah, she likes.
Yeah, I actually got yelled about that yesterday.
Hang on, there was no yelling. Okay. you can try to pull that bullshit when I'm not here, right? There was no yelling.
I got reprimanded for that yesterday.
I don't even know that I call it a reprimand.
Link the other day started watching
Stern talking to.
No, there was nothing stern.
Okay, it's just not working.
It was shade. It was shade.
Shade. Shade was thrown. Shade, he'll admit to.
Yeah. Well, my parents, my dad really likes giving Link a bath. Like he likes doing it. It's like a thing. So, and then he'll sit in my parents' room for a little bit and like watch TV. And mm-hmm. like my parents give us an opportunity to like shower and get ready for bed or whatever. And I came back and he was watching Storks. It's on HBO now. I haven't seen it, to be honest. It didn't really interest me.
I don't think
me.
I've ever seen it.
I haven't seen it. It's like maybe a year.
Oh, I wanted to watch that. Yeah.
Well, it's on HBO if you want to watch it.
I have the idea.
He's been asking for it. So yesterday when we were putting him to bed, he asked me to watch Stork. So I put it on because like now that we're out of school, I don't mind him if he watches. He falls asleep watching a movie because if he stays up a little later, like it's no big deal. No, we don't have to get up early to go to school. So, but then yesterday we were putting him to bed. I get a... Didn't you have watched this first?
No. Hang on a second. I didn't just assume you hadn't watched it. I said, oh, you guys have seen Storks. And you said, well, he's seen it. I haven't seen it. I said, you haven't watched it? And she said, no. And I said, do you know if it's okay for him to watch?
To which my answer was like, it's not South Park. Like, it's fine.
It's not Sausage Party.
Yeah, no,
it's not Sausage Party. It, like, I'm not.
Oh my God, I need to block it from Netflix because it keeps popping up for Sophie to watch.
Is it on Netflix now?
It's on Netflix. Dude, that opening number is really funny.
It's fantastic. Like, Link, it's really funny.
There's nothing in E.T. and Raiders of the Lost Ark and Star Wars.
Oh, no,
and all
people's faces melting off. People's faces melting
off. They rip somebody's fucking heart out.
He loves that part.
You know, if I could finish talking, maybe I could get my point across.
This is Mama's, not Keekmore.
There is nothing.
You broke Christy. Look what you did.
Never mind.
Christy's going.
Finish.
Yeah, you know.
Finish, please.
No, I was going to go with you the fact that he isn't bothered by it. But don't say that there's nothing age not appropriate. Go, give me whatever you were going to say. But
there's nothing in those movies that isn't going to be worse than what's in Storks.
Okay.
David.
That's fair enough. No, that's
what is in Storks?
Nothing.
Lady, did you listen to what I said? There is nothing in those movies.
You have to talk into her good ear.
That is worse than what's in Storks.
Oh my God, kids.
Whatever.
So wait, your theory is that Storks is okay because he's already seen the worst?
She's so distracted.
Yes.
She's so distracted that she didn't
hear. Definitely not the worst, but my point is it's not that he's watching something that he's not going to be able to process. He's seen this stuff and he likes that stuff. So obviously there's nothing that's going to be in a PG movie, you know, in a current PG movie, because PG back, you know, in the, you know,
16 Candles is PG and has boobs.
Exactly. Well, you know, so there's nothing, you know, pre 1984 PG, you know, that, you know, is, he can handle it. I was just surprised that he had seen the movie without us having seen it.
Well, it's like Sophie with Sing.
All I did was make a point that, you know, we should watch movies before he sees it.
But when
it.
It's something that's a kid's movie.
Yeah.
I still think that you need to watch it.
Well, yeah. Sophie watched Sing with my mom. And like a week later, I'm with Sophie and I hear Sophie going, oh my God, look at her butt. And I'm like,
but that was in the trailer.
I know, but I didn't watch the movie, and I hadn't.
I didn't even remember that part of the movie.
Yeah, the little bunnies are sitting on there.
The little bunnies are really cute.
Yeah.
But now I know because I've watched the movie 1,000 times since then. But she, all of a sudden, she was just like, look at her butt. And I'm like, the fuck did you just say to me? And she was like, Mommy, it's like the piggies. And I'm like, oh, okay, she's talking about a movie. But I'm like, where? Would she have heard Sir Mix-a-Lot otherwise? I'm like, what is
I actually don't think it was Sir Mix-a-Lot. I actually think it was Anaconda. Which probably makes it worse, but
yeah,
whatever.
Just like when the elephant is gonna audition, when Mina's gonna audition, the music, I'm like, that's a Rihanna song. Like, that's not.
Yeah, because when you go, because you would have to say Becky. There's no Becky involved. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you have to go with Anaconda and not Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Well, they are like,
it doesn't matter. But she is correct. The statement is, if it was Becky,
I don't know if they
look at her butt. That means
not Anaconda.
No, they don't. That's why I'm saying there's two separate.
The bunnies, I don't remember.
No, they don't.
The bunnies,
they don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, they, she was like, oh my God. And just like the song, look at her butt. And I'm like, excuse me? Like, what are you saying?
Excuse me?
Well, I do agree with that. We should watch the movies first.
Apparently, it was wrong of me to make that comment.
It was in your tone.
No, it was in the statement of the way that it, and I will give you that.
In Chrissy's defense, it did sound like you were saying that like there's.
Well, of course, if you don't let someone finish their thoughts, you can totally fill in the gaps with whatever you want it to be.
But where's the fun in letting somebody finish their thought?
Well, you know, there you go.
Well, the question, my biggest issue, and again, is that you can't question Stephanie in anything. You're here on Mama's.
Only one person gets to be right against Stephanie at a time.
Stephanie only can be wrong once. Stephanie is done.
I claimed it. I did not go to cheer camp.
35 episodes in. This is a 35 episode statement.
Camp, but whatever.
Let it go, girl. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
We saw that at Disney this weekend.
Yeah, and I liked it a lot more than the first time we saw it.
Yeah. The one in Hollywood Studios?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Link was, we were walking past it, and he was going, Frozen! Frozen! I was like, I guess we're doing the fucking Frozen show. We were on the way to Indiana Jones, and he chose to watch Frozen first.
Nathan only has connected with Olaf, and he doesn't connect through that. He only likes Summertime. And
yeah, Oliver loves
Elsa. And the
he likes Elsa. He is like
the Sophia episode that Olaf is in. Mm-hmm. But I've put Frozen, and he's just like no.
He likes Elsa, and he goes when Anna comes out on the stage first. He goes, "Mama, where's Elsa? Mama, where's Elsa?" And I'm like, "She's coming, Bubba. You need to wait." Okay.
Yeah, last time we went to Hollywood Studios, Neri was hanging out with Oliver because I took Sophia on Tower of Terror. And he's like, well, what do I do with him? I'm like, Frozen's going to start soon. You can take him to Frozen. He likes the music. And actually, Neri really enjoyed it.
It's a fun show.
It is. It's a really cute show.
It's a new one or it's different than...
No, it's the same one.
The one that's like on the way.
It's like a sing-along.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like Nathan likes the...
Yeah, the
Little Mermaid one. But we've never done the Frozen one.
The Little Mermaid one is really fun, too.
Yeah,
the
Little Mermaid Megan one. Really liked it. We just did a bunch of shows this time because we hadn't... We didn't get fast passes to Toy Story, so... Anyway.
Well, getting a fast pass to Toy Story is like...
I always end up finding one.
Yeah, it was a last minute decision.
Yeah, it was a last minute trip.
And you were going... Listen, you were going against, like...
Oh, I had everything was against you. All the odds were against me.
Yeah, like...
I'm surprised I got a fast pass to Peter Pan.
I'm surprised you, like... weren't like trampled at some point because
no. I gotta tell you the other parks weren't so bad.
Yeah,
they really weren't. It was Animal Kingdom where that was bad. Yeah. And we didn't go.
Pandora, yeah, everything okay. was because Pandora
Blizzard Beach was like basically empty.
Yeah, Memorial, Pandora, Volcano Bay, everything was in Orlando. There was MegaCon, like there was just a shit ton of people in that
area.
There
were people in Blizzard Beach, but it wasn't like I've been to Blizzard Beach where it's like an overwhelming amount of people where like the lazy river, like you cannot see water. Like it wasn't like that at all.
Well, I think maybe probably because Volcano Bay.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So a lot of people probably.
Oh, she was like on her back.
What do you want?
No, lady was laying there like a cockroach on her back with her legs up. She is.
She's very confused because she's like, listen.
Like, what is going
Nobody
on?
Is on a couch where I can, like...
Well, these two are.
No, but I mean, that couch where she just, like, laser flops her head on the couch mm-hmm. and is just like, love me and adore me.
No, ignore you. Ignore you, bitch.
All right, so we want to talk about the wine? Or were you going to say something? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I saw Wonder Woman this week. It comes out today, officially, but I saw it on Wednesday.
Yeah, we haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God, you guys, you have to watch it. It's so amazing.
I want to. I just need to find time. I'm busy this weekend.
So amazing.
My busy season's almost over, so.
Oh, and every freaking show is like.
It's like girl power movie of the decade. Yeah. It's so good.
But like every show is fucking sold out. Because like my mom wanted to go see it today.
No, not going to happen.
And like Jeff, it was like 8 o'clock. Like it was like 7 something in the morning. And we were looking for her just in case mm-hmm. to see if there was like the first showing at 10 Miami. To see if there was like an 8 o'clock or like a 10 o'clock or something like that. And 10 they
o'clock
were,
shows get surprisingly
and
sold out.
And it was sold out.
You want to know why? Because they're $5 at that time.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're super cheap in the morning.
But I was like, oh, well, maybe, you know, school's not like... All school's not out. Maybe there's still a chance that she might knew. It was all taken.
I cannot wait to take Sophie to see this movie. Like, I want to take her. And I saw it because we got special passes to go see like a pre-screening, and we were sitting in like the third row, so watching it like this, and it was still amazing.
There's a meme it's not a meme. It's just like a drawing because everybody has seen the trailer where you see the. Neri might have posted it. You see the trailer where she has the knife down her back of the dress, and it's like the drawing is of like how she would have actually had to wear that down her ass mm-hmm. to actually put a ginormous sword down your back. There's no way that it would not have stuck out because of her butt. She would have to have clenched her butt cheeks around the blade. Like that's like Amazonian. A superpower
shit.
No, but I'm like, that's like Amazonian superpower to like hide in the butt.
Mm-hmm. Magic. It's magic.
It's magic.
But anyway, yeah, I definitely recommend it. Go see it. Two tiaras for me.
Two tiaras.
Yeah, instead of two thumbs up, two tiaras.
Nice.
Amazing. I cried like 3 times in that movie.
Why? Really? Why? There's stuff to cry over?
Like emotional, like, oh my God. Like happy, like, yes, oh, bitch, okay. Tears. Oh,
I mean, Dave cries in like every superhero movie. But
amazing. I don't.
Do you still cry? Are you still crying in superhero movies?
It depends on which one. I don't cry in all of them. Most of them. But I cry in most movies.
That's true.
It had nothing to do with superhero.
What was the last thing that we saw that you cried in?
E.T.
Well, yeah, David was like a blubbering idiot after watching E.T. I'm like, please stop it.
There's like movies that I've seen as a kid that I honestly have like no real urge to rewatch.
And but I'm you probably
like,
should.
No, like you're supposed to maybe. And but I'm like, I don't want to relive it. Like, and it's with some movies in general. Like, there's, I know how amazing some movies are, but there's some that I'm like, we had this discussion about the rewatchable movies, like the ones that are right. like on, like Shawshank. I know that movie is a freaking amazing, but if it's, if I turn it on and it's like it's a certain
always
point,
on fucking TV.
Yeah, but it's, if it's not at a certain
afternoon,
point,
like 3 o'clock, it's on TBS for sure.
Yeah, if it's not at a certain point, I'm not gonna like sit there. Schindler's List, like there's these movies that are amazing.
I agree. There are movies that are great, but like it's like Sophie's Choice is a great movie. I'm not watching it more than once.
Yeah, like if they get to a point that I'm like, okay, like if I turn on Shawshank and El Viejito has been released, I'm out. I turn off the channel. I'll come back to you later. I want nothing to do with you until we get back into jail. Like the little viejito man that gets released and goes back into the real world and then doesn't make it.
Yep.
No.
Spoilers for anybody that hasn't seen
Shawshank. Well, dude, if you haven't seen Shawshank. Yeah.
You have to try to not have seen Shawshank by this point.
Yeah, like the guy from the, and I can't remember his name, and it's horrible. Brooks.
That's not the one with Michael Clark Duncan.
No, that's the Green Mile.
Nobody wants to watch that. No.
No, that's another one that's really good, but you don't want to rewatch that.
No.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's a great movie, but no.
No, dude.
It's like watching Of Mice and Men. No. Yes. It's not going to happen. Like, oh, because, well, I messaged you guys. Jeff has been dying to get me to watch John Wick.
You like, need to watch it.
No. I'm going to have to watch that movie after like a certain point in the movie.
Listen, it's tough to get through that scene where
I know. No, don't even talk about it. Don't say it.
I understand. I'm a dog lover myself. Okay.
I couldn't do it. Like,
but it makes the rest of the movie so much more worthy. Because you understand, like, you know, this guy had nothing left. They took the last thing he had. And that last thing was a beautiful thing. The next most beautiful thing that has ever been created after E.T.
Yeah.
And they took that away
wrong.
From him. It's tough to watch. I'll give you that. It's like, really tough to watch. Like, but
I told him, put anything else, anything you want on. I was working. I wasn't even, like, fully paying attention.
Watch it after that scene.
No, that's why I said, I'm going to have to watch it. Because I was texting them. I'm like, we put it on. I saw the beginning. You know, I went through the whole thing with him. I was, like, there. And, like, I was like, oh. And I even, like, the one of the bad guys showed up. And I'm like, I know that guy. And he's like, yeah, he was in Game of Thrones. I'm like, oh, he's a dick. This isn't that.
Which guy?
I don't know. He's a ginger.
I can't remember.
He's a ginger.
Ginger bad guy on Game of Thrones?
He's like, has like a, well, I'll remember it eventually. I can't remember names right now. But, and I'm like, ah, la, la. And then all of a sudden, like, I see the scene. They start beating John Wick up.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they go, da da da. And I go, and like, just like a shadow in the background.
That's all you see, so you
and
already saw
I,
it.
No.
It doesn't matter. You can draw your own conclusions, and that's
enough. Well, and it was the first thing. It hasn't, like...
draw the line.
No, but that's... I'm not saying
and I
that
literally...
It's not enough. I'm saying that that's it.
Turned.
You're... So you can just pick up from the very next scene.
I told Jeff, I'm like, my... Like, if you asked Jeff, I screamed
he
at him.
He told me.
I literally, like, my stomach turned, and I physically... Take this off. Like, I've never reacted so badly to that.
That's how I
like,
reacted when I walked in and my 3-year-old is on my bed watching E.T.
Mind you that my
I'm
husband
like, turn this off right now. I'm like, this is not gonna happen.
Mind you
and
that.
And then he looked at me and he goes, but Mama E.T. And I'm like, fuck.
What? Finish it. Are you into action movies?
No, yeah. I'm actually
finish
wanna
it
see it.
The,
I just can't.
Like, and the second one, if you listen to Geek More, it's no they don't.
I draw the line at puppy murder.
Yeah. No, Jeff goes to me, he's like,
puppy murder is not okay.
I'm like, because he's like, you knew it was gonna happen. I'm like, I know. He's like, it's like Old Yeller. I'm like, that's why I don't watch that. Because I know.
Oh, your mom wasn't like Phoebe's mom where she would turn it off at the bad parts.
Like, that's why I don't watch that. That's why I don't watch Bambi and Dumbo. And if I saw it once, it's done. I can come in afterwards.
I get it.
Yeah, Lion King, I can come in after. It's all about coming
in. Coming after? You're missing half the movie.
No, I watched the beginning. Then I'm like, oh, you're going
for a potty break.
And that's when I'm like, Oh, that's when somebody would be like, oh, do you want me to pause for you? No.
Nah.
You can keep watching it.
It doesn't work that way.
And then I walk away.
When Sophie first watched The Lion King, it was so sad. She sat forward. Like, she always just, like, kind of, like, leans back and watches everything. But she, like, got on her knees and, like, sat forward and was, like, the look on her face was so sad. Like, why is this happening?
Yeah, Link was like that, too, because, like, he can't say Mufasa, so he just called him, like, Papa Simba. And he looked, he was like, Papa Simba hurt. And I'm like, it's a little bit more than that, but we'll go with that. That's fine.
Sure, Papa Simba hurt.
Papa Simba's sleeping.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Sure, Jan.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm happy in my little world of, like, I like the action. I love the before and afters. I'm okay with that. But like that, there's like those movies I'm like, I don't need this in my life right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me something stupid.
That's how I feel about, I know we need to watch 13 Reasons. I know we need to watch it, but I'm just like, I can't bring myself to watch it. And it was my idea.
But once you start it, you'll
want to
finish it. And it's not as bad until like the end.
Yeah, it's really like the last three episodes that are...
I really wish that... And I know I told you, because I came home from band practice.
You caught it in the horrible
part. You caught it in the worst possible part.
I
really did.
I came home from band practice one night, and she was you know, at the tail end of this
I literally had 20 minutes left of the last episode.
Yeah,
no. We all know what happens in those 20 minutes.
I felt bad. I told her, like, no, it's okay. Finish watching it, so...
I told him, like, I know how long he's a quick... like sleeper, so I'm like, I'll just pick it up in 10-15 minutes when he's asleep. He's like, don't worry.
It was very compelling. So I see, you know, the suicide, which you know is coming, you know, from, you know, the marketing of the show, and it was really hard to watch.
Well, you know, it's not supposed to be.
That's
the whole point.
I guess because I hadn't watched anything else from the show,
right?
It affected me on a very different level, where, like, you know, I wasn't emotionally connected to, you know, the boy that's gone on this journey. I wasn't connected to the guy that he was talking to. I wasn't connected to anyone. All I saw was the suicide, and it just upset me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's suicide. It's
right. Yeah, it shouldn't be fun.
It should upset you, and the circumstances surrounding it should upset you.
And honestly, I think everything for the past 3 years upsets me more when I became a parent. If there's any sort of...
All I saw when that was going on...
was a mother's face.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see the kid. You don't see anything that's happening around. You just see a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's what a lot of... Anything comes out on TV and there's, like, a little kid hurt or there's, like, a little kid... I'm like, I can't handle this.
Yeah, when it comes to... No, I can't deal with the kids. Kids and puppies. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah. Like, I can't do it anymore. And I used to watch it, and granted, it wasn't, like, my favorite thing in the world to
That's why I've never seen, like, My Sister's Keeper or any of those, because it's like, I don't want to do it.
I've seen it before.
I don't want to do it.
Like, years ago.
So you're okay with that, but you won't watch, like, a 30-second scene in John Wick?
You don't fuck with babies and puppies.
You saw all of My Sister's Keeper.
That before I had a baby.
Before she had a baby.
I told you, ever since I had a kid, I can't do the kid. I can't. I'm a kid, like, illness, kid death, kid things. I'm really, like, sketchy with.
I can't watch those movies. Like, there was a movie a couple years ago about this little girl that got sick, and then she, like, miraculously got better because she fell out of a tree. I'm like,
my mom loves that movie.
I'm like, I can't watch this. I can't.
My mom loves
After having Zoe, I can't watch that.
Well, there's a movie coming out soon with the girl that played Rue in Hunger Games,
mm-hmm.
Where she plays
everything
where she plays like a
I guess
she's got like that autoimmune disease where she doesn't have an immune system,
mm-hmm.
and she really can't be outside,
but she's already a teenager. That I can do. It's like the little kids being sick. Well, like, look, I can't do it.
Well, my mom loves these movies, and I can't sit through half of them, but she loves going to these, like, God Exists and God is real.
There's part two of them, God is Real and Heaven is Real.
And then there's the one with the Jennifer, it's Jennifer Garner.
Oh man, they dropped the ball. They should have called it God is Too Real.
But
But they did Jennifer. The one that That's you're talking about is that she falls out of the.
I'm laughing at the eye rolls in the room.
The one that you saw is it's a Jennifer Garner one.
Yeah,
my mom wants to see that one, but now there's one that like my mom literally told me the entire movie from beginning to end because I don't think I could sit through it. I'm in shock. She sat through it. The Shack. It's on Netflix right now.
Mm-mm. But that's also part of the reason that I never saw The Room was because of that. Like, nobody dies, but still, like, there's
no, The Shack, up shit somebody that dies, like, nasty dies, like, in The Shack. Like, The Shack is fucked up. Like, as a parent, The Shack is ultimately, it is a movie of acceptance and putting your faith above other things. Like, you're like, have to move on from things, kind of deal. But
daily.
How he, like, the man has hit rock bottom because of something that happened to his daughter. And my mom told me the whole story, and I'm like, how did you sit through this? And you watched it. She's like, it's beautiful and it's well. I'm like, no, I'm out.
Like, no.
I'm like, yeah, no, I can't. Like, I'm at the point now where I want to go to a movie and have fun, whether it's like an action movie or a comedy or like a love story where I know they end up together. I don't want to sit an hour and a half or 2 hours of suffering and crying.
I think that's why, yeah. I just keep putting Parks and Rec on because I can't find anything to watch anymore that like makes me like.
No quiero el sufrimiento.
Yeah, I'm like, done. I know what I'm getting.
I don't
want to
suffer. Oh, no, I like the feeling of not knowing what's. I kind of like.
I like it every once in a while.
I don't mind not knowing what's gonna happen. I just don't want to be like, oh my God, there's a sick child with cancer and all
that. No, that shit I don't want to see.
I don't want to see that. Or my sister's keeper, is that the one with Cameron Diaz?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck that, I'm not watching
well,
that.
Like my list.
Just not watching
well, it. You know how shitty my Netflix list is.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
We all know how shitty it is.
But, and there's like, because you watched, like, recommended or, and like also on the trending now section, there's this story. And like, I have no urge to watch it, but it keeps popping up that I need to like get it removed. And all you see in the little pictures, like the little pictures that trails across, is a girl in a hospital bed. And oh. And she's like a teenager, so I'm sure.
Did anyone see that one, The Space Between? Or Space Between Us or something like that?
Yeah, the Space no, this Chloe Moretz, where she was like hovering in between death or something like that?
No, this one about a kid who grew up in a space station or something like that.
Oh, Bridget, nothing. With the chick from Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
It's Ender, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Ender's up there. Ender's up in space.
Yeah, that
and,
kid
like,
can't catch a break because that movie was shit too. It's already like out.
Yeah. Which, apparently like Ender, I'm going to call him Ender. Ender grew up in space.
Asa Butterfield.
Asa Butterfield. Yeah. Jewish AF. That is a super Jewish name. No offense. Like, I love Jewish people, but that's a super Jewish name.
Yeah, he grew up in the space station or something like that, and he starts to talk. He's no friends or no kids his own age or some shit like that. And then he starts talking through the internet with
Bridget. He grew up on Mars or some shit like that.
Yeah, Bridget, the one that she's in Girl Boss now. She was a Secret Circle. She's
Britt Robertson
in Life Unexpected, which I love that movie. I mean that TV show. That was a bad show. That should have been never. That's a good show. Should not have been canceled. You okay there?
I'm fine. I just
It's
been a long day.
Yeah.
And I have to get up early.
Yeah. But whatever. All right. So I think this is a good place to stop and talk about our wine.
Sure.
Again, just as a reminder, we had the Campo Viejo Rioja.
Bitch.
I didn't do it on purpose. That's my story. And I'm sorry. No, I really didn't.
So anybody. Oh, it's a Tempranillo.
Yes.
So fun.
Like I said, I've had these wines before. We did.
I mean, it smells fantastic.
We did a study abroad, so we learned about a bunch of this shit while we were there.
Tell us more.
Well, the Rioja is based on the region where it's grown, where the grapes are grown, and the Spaniards really love to drink wine. They have it on the tables at restaurants, and it's
all
great.
The time.
And I had my first glass of wine when I was 10 in Spain.
Nice.
And
sounds about right.
Okay, so for yummy. Tasting, it says aromas of ripe red fruit with spices and vanilla, perfumed, soft, and fresh. And then for food pairings, pasta, poultry, and fresh light cheeses, grilled chicken, and small bites, like cheese and grilled vegetables, or sugar cookies and cupcakes.
It was yummy. I liked it. It was...
David, opinion? Do you have an opinion on our wine since you're here?
I like it.
It was his idea to get the Spanish. He like reminded me about getting a Spanish wine.
Good choice.
Well, I asked her. I said, since I am guesting, do I have a say in what we drink? And she said that I could not choose scotch. So I said, well, let's go with something from the motherland.
Well, we were originally going to pick out a Chianti. We were about to buy a Chianti. And then he's like, no, let's get something from Spain. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Good call. And the one that we wanted to get, they didn't have it.
Yeah.
And we had this one before. I remember liking it. Like, hey, let's try this again.
Publix had a kind of shit wine selection, so.
Okay.
We're calling you out, Publix.
We're calling you out, that particular Publix.
This is a good one.
Yeah, like
so, it. Yeah, I hadn't had it in a long time, so I'm glad it's as good as I remembered.
All right. Our list is updated, and all right, guys, so that is our episode for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. You can find us on the Geek Bro Network, where you can find What's Up Bro, What's Good, Cosplay Fame, Zeroes on Heroes, Mount Geekmore, Shiver, and House of Heel.
Why are you laughing? I'm laughing at you because I see you looking at
the... You see me? I'm looking at the tiles. Check, check, check. Mount geekbro.net.
We have to record in here from now on. We don't have to think anymore.
I know. Well, thinking helps. I need to think sometimes. I need to stretch my brain muscles.
Your brain muscles.
I said it. It's a thing.
I want to see the flyers before I
leave. What?
No, I just thought about that. I want to see the flyers before I leave.
Yeah, I haven't even opened the box. So yeah, if you have a wine recommendation, if you have a story you want to share with us, reach out. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram.
Gmail.
Gmail, yeah. Our Gmail is mamasandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you. Thank you, David, for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking a little bit of the abuse.
Yeah.
You were a good sport.
I was about to say thanks for letting us abuse you. It was fun. We enjoyed it.
It sounds bad.
I know, but that's why I said it.
Okay. We hope you enjoyed yourself.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed yourself too.
And so happy Father's Day 1 of 3.
Yeah.
And by the time you hear this, happy belated birthday to Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. And happy anniversary to me and Neri.
Happy anniversary.
Aww.
Is that when you went to the courthouse and then went to go see X-Men?
Mm-hmm. X-Men First Class.
The best X-Men movie.
Alrighty. And cheers.
Cheers.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.